right, who wants to bang a whacked out fat broad?
Yeah, that's a disease. Shut up, I'll cave your head in with a friggin' spade shovel.
The show's going bad fast.
Nothing says hot like a episiotomy.
That was O&A quality stuff.
Mopey and Anthony. An acquired taste. Like roadkill.
She got a smile, yeah, she got a smile, and she's flashing it right at me. She got a wink across the bar, and I know that it's meant to be. She got a walk, oh, she walking over, and I think it could be my day. She got a friend, oh, she got a friend, now why she's standing in her way?
It's a big fat friend.
Baby, 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 if it's boots you wanna knock, leave your chubby friend at home because she's gonna block the cat. Now I'm afraid of no man, with any I'll contend, but I cannot compete with your big fat friend. Big fat friend. So big fat friend, we meet again. You will not leave her alone. You roll your eyes, make sarcastic comments, why you're sucking on a chicken bone. But that's okay, you think you won the battle, but I tend to disagree. See, I know you and your Achilles heel, and he's sitting next to me. It's my non-discriminating friend.
So what, that you're a cow?
Non-discriminating friend.
I nail you.
No, he smells like whiskey and he's had a couple rounds.
With every shot of Jaeger, hey, you lose a couple pounds.
Now, baby, 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 bring the evening to an end. Just you and me and my pal.
And your big fat friend.
Woo!
Hey, yeah!
Thank you very much.
That's right, our buddy, our pal, Stephen Lynch.
Yes.
A lot of people ask us, who's the wacky guy that does all those wacky songs for the Opie and Anthony show?
Wacky?
Yeah, a little wacky.
You're going to use the word wacky?
Wacky in a good way, Anthony. Stephen Lynch, he has a website, StephenLynch.com, but he spells Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Right.
StephenLynch.com.
The classy way to spell.
Yep.
Couple phone numbers as we get started here. In New York, you know what you're doing by now. God, I hope you do. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else including?
Including.
Hello? Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. You sons of bitches. Looks like a bunch of people are taking a peek at the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh,
just a bunch.
Oh,
not going to sit here and say that we're killing in Washington, but seems like people are taking a peek, taking a little listen.
Yes.
Seems like they're telling their friends a little bit, because we have to build a whole new audience in D.C.
Right.
But I'm hearing we're a little more gooder.
I'm hearing things
in Washington, D.C., Anthony.
You know, it's a little good, a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Whatever.
You made
whatever.
Fun. No, you made fun. You made a little bit. A little bit.
Love that one.
A little bit.
Look, we'll take anything, and we're talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not fun. Talking about a lot bit. We're talking about a little bit.
Spoil my party.
Just a little bit better.
I just watched Goodfellas over the vacation.
That movie never
again.
Gets old.
Never. I could watch it back to back for hours on end. We were counting the amount of the F word, the use of the F word in one scene. The scene where Pesci shoots Spider in the stomach. Not even the foot one. It gets after that.
Now we got to play the clip and have a little contest.
Oh, my God. Dude. You know how long it would take to bleep? You know how many times word F is used just in that scene where Spider's back, he's got the cast on his foot, and Pesci shoots him and they go, oh, you screwed up now, you got to bury him. That one scene, how many times is the F word used?
You know for sure?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a little contest.
What's wrong with you?
Ben, what the hell is wrong with you?
We had a dumb mouth.
We're talking about Goodfellas cursing, not Ben.
You go, how much stuff we got to give away? Ben goes, plenty of S.
He says the S word.
Tons of S.
Tons of S.
Can someone send us that clip? Rick, you don't want to go find the clip?
What?
I know the answer. That's going to take an hour to do.
It would be worth it for the radio, though.
It's a great, great clip.
You need the DVD. Is what you need. You need the DVD. You got to pop it in the machine, put the audio down, and bleep out the F words. What a great scene, too. If Pesci's just like, I don't care. It was a rat. Whole family were rats.
All right. Tommy.
We'll get three people to play the game, Anthony.
I always thought De Niro kind of egged him on a little too much there. Hey, you going to take that from him, Tommy? Good for you, Spider. Good for you.
Yeah. Hey, he gives him some money and Tommy gets all pissed.
Classic, one of the best movies of all time. Goodfellas.
Oh, we can't give away our Oz DVDs. We're doing another game for the Oz DVDs.
Right.
More games on the Opie and Anthony show.
Games. I love games.
We are now adding games to our program. We're finding it, it works on other radio shows.
Why not?
We'll do some games.
We're going to do what they call gaming.
Gaming in the business?
It's called gaming in the business.
Are the games somehow tied in with what's being given out?
If you're smart, yes.
Yes, that's the way to do it.
We will be playing the Oz game later on today.
The Oz game. Uh-oh. What does that entail? Taking some snake?
I don't know.
Taking some Louisiana black snake?
I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet.
Mm. We just know we want to play a game for the DVDs.
Yeah.
The Oz DVDs, so we're calling it the Oz game.
Yeah, why not?
All right, we better figure out something else.
We want people to think we're prepared for this show.
We have a bunch of box sets of Oz the first season.
Yeah.
Eight straight hours of Oz. I watched that over vacation, too. I watched the entire 8-hour first season of Oz.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I had to go to a club in the village to get the gayness off of me. It was that that much man-on-man action.
Oh, no. Never mind. You took enough abuse yesterday.
Good, well, clean fun.
It'll pop its ugly head again today, I'm sure, but not right off the bat, Anthony.
Of course not.
Gotta wait till 5:20. No,
did they
just
read you the riot act yesterday? I didn't hear any of the show.
Yeah, I got a little bit of abuse.
A little bit.
Some of the people. maybe a little bit.
Keep them here.
No, they were pretty cool.
Everyone.
They were surprisingly cool about the whole damn thing yesterday.
Everyone I talked to said that the Opie and my new idol show was tremendously funny. I heard that the Opie and God show was great.
It was a lot of fun yesterday, and, I'm just glad I'm not one of those right-wing Republican talk show hosts.
No.
That's a career ender, or something like that. Us, forget it.
This could only help us.
We could kill one of our interns.
Yeah.
Actually, first have an affair with one, kill her, get rid of the body, and we'd be fine.
Ratings would go up.
Some people, you can't do that. You lose your political office.
That's right. Trader Jake, what's going on?
Howdy.
Hi.
Faggots.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to know what's going to happen at 5:20 so I can turn my radio on.
You know what? I think we're going to do all our good material before 5:20 today.
Yeah.
To keep you guys guessing. It was
unfair.
And then
run it again later?
We might do that.
Oh, this is more good or more early.
We got a full sheet of stuff to get to today. I don't think we're going to have to replay anything twice today.
If I don't get to talk about fags today.
Right.
Fabulous. Thanks, my heroes.
All right. We have
and
to...
Norton.
Yes, sir.
Norton.
Oh, my God. Wow. 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 Bravo, my friend.
How do you like that, network TV star?
What was his name?
You caught me sleeping.
What was that guy's name?
Jake.
Jake. All right, Jake. Hey, Norton, you're going to let him get away with that? Hey, Jake. Good for you, Jake. Good for you.
All right, let's get an answer to that stupid trivia question you brought up.
Right.
Can I take a guess before this guy answers?
Yes, Rick.
I'm going to send them out to go get the DVD if you want to do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. We need it around the office anyway.
Yeah. Go get the DVD.
For pre-show viewing.
I don't know. I don't think I have Goodfellas on DVD yet. So you want me to pay? I got some cash today.
Sure. Yeah, really?
Yeah, I got some cash laying around.
Rock.
I'm serious. It's on my desk.
Right. Whoa! We're pulling out some of that $110
million. Yeah.
Ooh, that was quoted by Dominic Barber yesterday on this very radio show.
$130 million
for me. $130 million for you. I'm $100 million.
For some reason, I'm worth $30 million more than Anthony.
Norton, you missed
what a
yesterday's
crock
show.
Of ass.
My ex-wife's attorney, Dominic Barber, called up the show. No bid. He called up.
And wants to be friends with Anthony now.
To say I was a gentleman during all of this, and I don't know what that means. A lot of people said when your ex-wife's attorney calls you a gentleman, it means you really got screwed. So he called up and said that my future earnings potential is $100 million. That's how much I can earn in my lifetime based on where I am right now. Opie's $130 million. $130 million.
Which means pushing buttons, $30 million more gooder.
$30 million more gooder sitting where you're sitting as opposed to this seat. I have the cheap seat. I am Baltic and Mediterranean, and you're Boardwalk and Park Place.
$30 million more gooder to push a couple buttons and plunk down a couple phones.
Right.
Look at that.
Right.
Did he happen to
see,
mention
you
should have
went to broadcasting school.
See?
$30 million gooder.
Yeah,
what if he mentioned Colin Quinn appearances, what that might add up to someday.
You know something? If you were married and you were getting a divorce, he would definitely say $80 million.
Yeah.
At least $80 million.
Ridiculous.
No, wait. You've been in movies, right?
Yeah.
You've been on TV?
Yeah.
Is it true? I've heard this. Are you in the new Spider-Man?
Yeah, I had a... Whether or not it gets cut, I don't know, but I did shoot. I shot second. I didn't shoot with Sam Raimi. I shot second unit in Queens.
$500 million, Norton. Call $500 million.
Rick, call Paul Mercurio. We got to replace Jim soon.
If he's in Spider-Man,
it's just your face turns out.
You're what, truck driver?
I had to improv my dialogue. I was a delivery truck driver, like a kind of man on the street interview, and of course I said I didn't like him. I think he stinks.
Dude, that is like... How cool is it to be in a Spider-Man movie?
It's not. It will. I know.
I don't even care if it's cut.
It will get cut.
I don't even care if it's cut.
I just know. I can feel it.
I don't even care if it's cut. What's up with that? Rick?
I'm wondering how far $4 is going to get us for a DVD.
Wait a minute. I thought Opie said to get the money.
That's what I got. I left. Huh?
That's all that's in there. It's $4.
You're so lying for the show.
Dude, I'm not lying. This is what's left. He just brought the whole wallet in here.
I think someone ripped me off today. I swear to you, I think someone ripped me off.
Holy crap.
Here, go get my coat. It might be in my coat pocket.
Take this and run down and get it.
Holy crap.
I still have a couple left.
Look, man, if I find the 30 bucks, can I at least go back on the radio and say I found my 30 bucks and I'll pay you back?
Dude, come on. I didn't touch
it. I got my allowance today from my chick.
Your allowance.
There's got to be more than this.
I think I asked you that once. Why don't you just go to the cash machine? And take, how much is there?
Is that a 5?
That's still, 25 still ain't gonna do it.
Well, here's, we'll at least split it. How much you give the kid?
I gave him 40.
All right, here's 20, here's 15, no, here's 20.
That's the,
Oh, wait, I was supposed to pay, so here's 25.
No,
but that's all
fine.
I have.
We'll split it, it's, you know.
No, that's cool.
Actually, you should pay a little more for the 30 mil extra.
That's what I'm thinking, that's why the 5, there you go.
All right,
so,
Good for you, Spider.
Yeah, Dominic Barber says you're a gentleman, Anthony, and he also wants to be your friend someday. And I want to change the contest we're about to play.
Uh-huh.
And let's play guess how much money it's going to cost Dominic to be Anthony's friend.
All I know
I think
is,
that one would be very easy to figure out.
When I hear that he's betting all kinds of money on Howard's show, I'm just like, that's Mike money. That's my
that money used to be mine.
Ah, what are you gonna do? It's over, Opie. All I care about.
All right,
it's over. A little sex scandal in the paper. Mm. Nice, right?
Dude, it takes people at least 10 minutes to tune in our show every afternoon. So you wanna relay that little trivia thing you just did?
Oh, the one scene of Goodfellas where Tommy shoots Spider, not in the foot. It's after he shoots him in the foot. Spider comes back with his foot wrapped up, and then Tommy shoots him in the stomach after he says, F you.
All right. You know how many curses there were in that scene. Okay.
They were counted, and I was laughing toward the end because it's not a long scene.
All right, we'll take three people guessing. The person that comes closer will win.
All right.
Jim Norton tickets. How's that?
Ooh.
We have Norton tickets to give away?
Yes.
April 18th, Town Hall, New York City. Or Philly.
There are, there's Philly. I think there's like seven tickets for every show. There were press tickets that were held, and seven per show went on sale. That's all.
All right. Seven.
Yes, seven.
Pat, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
You have a guess for us?
31.
All right, hold on a line.
31. His guess, 31.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, you have a guess?
Just the F
32.
Word.
32,
yep. He's saying.
All right. Oh, look at you. He's trying to nudge out Pat.
Price is Right rules he's using there.
I would have went lower. I would have went 30 to nudge him out. All right,
I'd have leaned over on that game show when someone bet $1 more or less than I did based on my bet and, like, hit them with a Plinko chip or grab the goddamn golf club from the little mini putt game he did and whack him in the head with it.
All right, Pat, what's
cheating.
Up?
What's going on, Ole?
Hey. Hello.
Just watch the scene, man. You got 29.
You're going to go 29?
29, sir.
Oh, boy. All right. Anthony? How many times did they curse?
My count, and it's an accurate count, two people were counting at the same time. And it is based on when I felt the scene started. So I don't know where this guy's going or how much longer after the scene. I counted 27.
27,
which still makes Pat, who counted 29, the winner.
Pat, you won.
All right.
You want tickets to see Jim Norton?
Oh, hell yes.
All right, hold on the line, okay?
Oh, yeah, you rule.
All right, peace.
Ciao.
All right.
Congratulations, sir.
And the other guys are losers.
Sorry there wasn't a more awful gift to give away when the prize closet really must be empty with dust bunnies.
That's a great ticket.
Jim Norton tickets and some Pam Anderson blood. Congratulations.
A little yellow tinge to the blood.
That's all right. Put on green.
A little jaundiced.
Oh, God. All right, so where were
we? The hep.
We still haven't given out the second phone number, Anthony.
Oh, no, we haven't.
We've done one of our classic tangents here.
Yeah.
So the second number, if you're not in the New York area, especially for Washington, who gave us, we're hearing a nice little bump today in the ratings.
Oh, good, a little bit.
A little bump. A
little bit.
A little bump.
A little bit.
The number is 866-277-4WOW. That's 866-277-4WOW. I heard we did pretty good in Washington to the point that there were some phone calls made to that southern guy down there in Washington that listens to us.
Well, that's a whole nother goddamn story. That guy, Dandy Dan.
One of our big bosses.
Oh, he's pretty high up there in the company. They keep him hidden somewhere in a small bomb shelter in right on the outskirts of D.C.
He's in the woods, yes.
He's in the woods.
Yeah.
We went to meet with him. When we got the job with Infinity Broadcasting, after we got fired for saying the mayor was dead up there in Boston, and we had a meet with this guy. And it involved aircraft flying in, hour-long cab rides.
Our cab ride from Reagan.
Yeah.
That's how far out he is.
He's way out there. So
in the middle
we can
of
sit down
and stuff. I couldn't even tell you where we were at.
No.
I think they blindfolded us for half the ride or something.
I felt like a hostage.
Right. And then we met with him. He just wanted to meet with us to make sure we didn't have horns coming out of
horns and tails. It was pretty much so.
Because after we told everyone the mayor died in Boston, everyone was convinced that we were just like the
very self destructive. We had mental problems and stuff like that, which
cold
isn't
habits,
entirely
you know, that type
false.
Of thing. Right.
So he sits down and is like, well, you boys, you think you'd ever do something like that again?
Like, no, it's kind of a dopey move if you want a career or something.
Besides,
okay, fine with me.
Besides, we like coming up with new stupid things.
Right.
And me and Opie, we put suits on, for Christ's sake.
Suits. We packed an overnight bag.
Yeah, we packed an overnight bag thinking, you know, all right, here's one of the big guys in the company. We're going to go out to a dinner with him.
They flew us from Boston to Washington.
Yeah.
We're assuming, you know, when you take a flight, mm-hmm. that means overnight bag usually,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Right.
No. That's how I was brought up.
You boys think you could do something like that again? Maybe, you know, you work with this company?
No, you know something? Nah, that was, yeah, we understand what happened, that whole situation.
Okay, fine. Go see the receptionist, get yourself a cab back to the airport.
What?
Yeah.
We
were back in Boston in time for dinner.
What does that mean? I got a suit on, you
right.
dick.
We're wearing a suit. We never wear suits. Take us out to dinner. Do something.
Nothing.
Give us a reach around at least.
So I hear things about phone calls that took place between some people at JFK in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan.
Right.
The southern guy.
Well, we have a lot of support at the station in Washington. And I guess we're finding out that Dan is a little leery.
He, especially before
today. He's not too sure about all the changes that they had to make down there in Washington.
Especially before today.
I think he thinks Ken Stevens is an imbecile, actually.
Thinks? What you mean thinks? I know he's an imbecile. Goddamn moron. I said it right from the start, boys. I had the confidence in your show, in the program. That's why we brought you on board here. I met with you for, I believe that was about 5 seconds out of my day. And I felt that you were good for this company and you're very talented boys. But you pull one goddamn stunt like that mayor thing, and you're out on your ass. Fat as a crap to a goose. And that Washington idea was just plain stupid. You don't take a goddamn show up in there. Let me check. The show was there for 47 years.
Right.
47 years later, it's number one. They throw them out and put you boys in there. It's a stupid move. Stupid move, and you ain't never getting no ratings. Never. Never getting no ratings.
Dan, numbers came in. They kind of look pretty good for ONA in Washington.
Considering we haven't really been on the air that long.
I've stood behind these boys, and I said it right from the get-go. I knew it was going to work in Washington.
Dan, didn't you say it was the dumbest move ever? Ever?
Well, you're exaggerating what I said. It wasn't quite ever, ever. I said ever. I didn't say it twice. Ever, ever, ever. You boys, look at it. And let me tell you another thing. Your boy can't be having no goddamn threesomes. What kind of sexual perversions is going on that program?
Oh, you heard that, sir?
Who the hell did?
I forgot you could listen in your office these days.
If there was some kind of morality clause, you'd be out quicker than crap your goose.
Why don't you go through all those menus you have on your desk and order lunch and leave us alone?
Are you talking to me sheepishly?
No, sir.
Who's talking? Who snapped and who talked sheepishly?
That would be Anthony.
Oh, the pervert!
Yes, the pervert.
I don't know how his mom could even look him in the face. How the hell that boy gonna go to his grandma's house on Easter Sunday this Sunday and look at his family? God damn, how the hell is he gonna do that? How the hell is he gonna do that? His grandma gonna know that he's a goddamn pervert! But I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own bedroom, boy. I just want you to know that I saw what's happening in Washington. It's looking good, and I said right from the start that this was a smart move on Ken Stevens' part. Look, I can't even say it with a straight face. That man's a moron!
We're going to be with your company a long time, sir.
Very long time. Yeah. You boys are going to have a long, illustrious career with Infinity Broadcasting, and I'm behind you boys all the way. But the second one-tenth of a ratings point ticks off, I will say that you are losers and should be gone. So keep it up, boys. It's a great move. I said it was stupid at the beginning. You can't take a program that's doing number one for rightly up to, I think, 85 years and put in a show that nobody knows down there. I don't care what the hell you're doing in New York. They're all perverts there. Just say the enemy. Anthony?
Yes, Mr. Mason.
How do you score with two chicks? I'm a little lonely down here in the backwoods of wherever the hell I am. Where the hell am I? Fly some broads in from Boston.
I think it's somewhere in Virginia.
Pervert! Go ahead, face your mother this Sunday and your grandma. How the hell are you going to do it?
All right, then.
Get me a job at Apollo Air Conditioning in Bayshore. I'll be a tin knocker.
All right, Dan. Thank you. I think you complimented us, but we're not really sure. Thank you, sir.
I should bring a tape recorder to Easter.
Woo!
Easter at Grandma's.
I dare you.
I should. I should really get a little DAT recorder and just like
let them
wear a hidden mic.
Let them say what they have to say.
Oh, my God. Oh. Like, my mother is all fine. Everything's fine. I swear to God, my mother, God bless the woman. Because I could go out.
Your mom's a piece of ass.
On the street. Jesus. Jesus. Holy Jesus.
For her age, she's unbelievable.
Okay, where was I? Kind of threw me for a loop there. Piece of ass.
Really,
I mean,
is.
Nice is good. Oh, cute.
I thought that was a compliment.
Could say that. It's kind of, I mean, piece of ass isn't reserved for your friend's moms.
Sorry.
Deal with Sal.
I think he would appreciate that I'm calling your mom a piece of ass.
Hey, Sal, you going to let him talk to you like that? No. Good for you, Opie. Good for you. You got balls, Opie. Good for you. Hey, Sal, you going to let him talk like that about Rose? Good for you. Good for you, Opie.
I just wish I would play baseball.
Oh, God. Oh. Now you've gone too far.
I haven't done anything.
All right. No.
All right.
I'm going to go there. And like I said, my mom, I can walk out on the street in front of video cameras and murder somebody. And my mother would be like, well, Anthony, I understand, you know, you have to, you know, you had a reason if you killed him. It's fine. You know, I love you. You're my son. And like, I can do no wrong. No wrong.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah. As long as it isn't sexually about my mother.
No. Have you talked to your mom yet?
Oh, yeah. Why?
We should get her on the show.
No, I know. I called her. I had to. She was leaving messages. Hi, Anthem. Mom, so, hi. You know, it's like, oh, God. Now, the real brutal things to get past are going to be my Uncle Bob and my Aunt Fran.
Uncle Bob? You got to be a hero to you, Uncle Bob.
He goofs on it. He'll goof on me a lot and his kids, you know. But Aunt Fran will just, oh, well, what are you doing? You know. Oh, whatever, you're a grown man, I don't care.
Oh, man.
Why do I not feel bad for you? My parents had to hear that I picked up a tranny.
Yeah, that's bad.
Is that true?
That's bad.
The Hummer, the big back?
The big back guy. Oh, but yeah, but you could say, ah, that was just for the radio, Ma.
Thanks. I just blew it.
You idiot.
That's what he said to the tranny.
Right.
Oh, no, it's just the opposite.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I don't return favors.
All right, why don't we take a break then, huh?
All righty.
Did we do anything here?
Not a goddamn thing.
We want to say thank you to Washington. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we have...
I've got to go to the goddamn senior honors dinner.
Dude. Stop. I thought she was going to kiss you.
There ain't even anywhere going near that.
No.
She just...
Well, she's a big fan.
That's right.
All right. We're going to play the Oz game today. We don't really know what that means, but we're going to do it for some Oz DVDs today, all right?
Oz DVDs.
Star Jones runs out of food at party. And Nixon talking about the gays.
Nixon talking about, again, the Jews, the gays, and the Catholic Church, and popular TV shows of the day. I mean, they are digging up some great, great stuff that Nixon said years ago.
All right, we'll get into all of that and more of your phone calls.
Well, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at the 9th. I forgot what year I was in there. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and I'll see you at... Ozfest is going to be crazy. So to say my name. This is Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't have to know. I'm just going to answer something.
W4. That's my name. F***ing book to read. Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to... What's that? Hi, this is
Opie and Anthony on the rock station.
Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony show.
And also checking out a little taste of Korn's latest, Here to Stay. We had the world premiere of that song right here on this show.
Yeah, yes.
Even MTV acknowledged it.
Yes.
Gotta love that. Jim Norton in the studio today.
Dude, I'm in the finest mood now.
What?
He's all happy?
Just happy, yeah.
You're a happy guy now.
Why are you happy?
No reason. Just feeling good.
Oh.
No, it had nothing to do with anything that...
No, I know why, but if we mention it, then, you know, we're going to get effed. So just...
No, I'm just happy.
He's just happy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a happy guy.
Can I be happy?
Ixnay on the happiness.
All right.
There's all right. Douchebags out there that like to, you know...
Oh, please.
...try to rain on our parade.
I'm happy, but I'm also Kevin Quiet. Come on, man.
Good job on the Colin Quinn show last night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very funny.
Dude, that show, I think it's going to get picked up for the summer, which is originally, the plan. Colin, I'm not saying this because he's my friend, is probably my favorite comic to watch, and I have no mercy for the public if they don't respond to that show.
Mm.
The material they're letting him get away with.
I know. I was watching, just saying, you know, there's no other show even trying to do stuff like this. It's a bunch of guys of various ethnic backgrounds goofing on each other and being politically incorrect, and it's funny.
And Nick DiPaolo,
really funny.
Is there a ruder man on earth anywhere?
I know.
No.
Isn't he just despicable?
He's awful as a human. And he's like that off stage. I shout out the guy, them blacks. He's the greatest. He's a funny man. I love Nick. He's just miserable.
Oh, let's go to the phones. JR.
Funny.
Oh, and hey, what's doing?
What's up, JR?
Listen, I just want to say, commenting on the show, how comfortable Jim Norton looked last night.
Yeah, you looked a little uncomfortable last
night. He's got a radio face that'll go down in history.
Now, you were comfortable doing your bits, but when you were doing your thing, man.
Oh, man.
You wanted to, like, walk off stage or something.
Dude, it's so weird to have...
Eye contact at its best.
It's so weird. What, did I look in the camera at all? Because I was trying to...
Not even close.
No, you didn't.
Not even close to the camera.
You're not supposed to stare into the camera like a retard.
But you're supposed to talk like this. And
you want them to want you, Jim. You got to stare into that camera.
It looked like there was a 15-year-old girl in the front row that he was looking at.
You know what? It's funny you should say that. She was of age, I think, but she was very pretty.
Oh, really?
Look, wearing a skirt and sitting at that angle.
Oh, look what you're seeing.
But, dude, no, you know what it is? I'll tell you what the problem is. It's that the audience is not in the camera line, so natural instinct is to talk to the audience.
Right.
And the camera, I'm trying to make eye contact with it occasionally and go, hello, people at home, because, you know, there's millions of people at home.
Screw them.
I know, but it's...
What about that guy Patrice? He could have used a little more rehearsal, too, huh?
What, Patrice?
It was so funny that he figured... Yeah, Patrice is really funny, but he
Patrice is hilarious. Yeah, he forgot his line at
the
end of the show.
We shredded him. We all went out to dinner. Manny from the cellar took us all out, and we were just awful to him about it.
All right, Tools, I'm going to go blow myself on the radio.
Nervous creep. It was so great.
He just forgot what he wanted to say. What was the line? Help us out.
It was. I was looking right at it while he was forgetting it. We have cue cards, obviously.
Oh, wait. He had a... Oh, wow.
We all have cue cards in case...
Do the whole joke, because help us out here.
I think the joke
is we can't read.
Poitier wearing the Oscar.
Oh, stop.
And he was like, relax. No, it's about Denzel. When he relaxed, white people, next year Tom Hanks is going to win for playing a retarded gladiator with AIDS stranded on a desert island. Boom, 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 boom. Which got a huge laugh in dress rehearsal.
Right.
Killed. And then he's doing it, and he couldn't remember retarded. And I'm looking at dummy's cue card, and I see retarded, and I'm thinking, do I help him? Nope. Let him sit there.
It made it really funny.
Oh,
yeah.
Hilarious. Cause
uncomfortableness is always a lot of fun.
That's great.
When it's not you.
It's live, you know? That's part of it that's great. You don't edit that out.
Classic. Anthony, what's going on?
I think quote of the night last night was when Colin introduced that Puerto Rican guy. Is this guy's even more Puerto Rican than a purple ruffled up shirt?
Yeah,
I swear to God,
shirt.
Man. Come on, man. You can't get any better than that, man. That's Puerto Rican, bro. Anthony.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Goodfellas?
Yeah.
The best part also about that scene was when De Niro goes, yeah, now you got to go dig the hole. And Pesci goes, what? I never dug a hole before?
Never dug a hole before?
And he gets a shovel and he gets up right there ready to do it. Like, no one's thinking about it. it easy, fellas. Hey, Norton, good luck, brother. Be good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, we're going to lose Norton soon.
What can I say? I'm a good shot.
We're going to lose Norton to network TV soon.
The beauty of Colin is that he's so politically incorrect. The line about Halle Berry, I laughed every time I saw it. About her being, you know, she wins the award, and it's only an Oscar, and she's giving her speech like she gave up her bus seat in Selma. Yeah. She wouldn't give up the seat. Maybe it would be funny if I said it properly.
Ginger, you stink.
That's why he hosts the show, and I do a 40-second snippet.
Pete, what's going on?
Hey, boy, I know, and I love you, but I never see you on TV. You look like Lieutenant Dan with a crew cut, no chin.
Dude, of course I have a weak chin. People wonder why my act is the way it is, and then they see me and they go, wow, yeah, I saw you. Never you look good or, hey, you're cute. It was always, I saw you, dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Now you understand my act.
Thank you. Hey, yo.
He was going to try to get you, I bet.
All right, cool.
hi, who's this?
Hello, you.
Got you now. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to tell Norton he's hilarious.
Thanks, bud.
The only thing, you look like you seem to have misplaced your transsexual there at the end of the end credits.
What? You know what? Someone else asked me, was I depressed? Whenever, like, people are saying goodnight at the end of the night, I've never been good at, like, smiling and waving.
Yeah,
at people.
Yeah. Norton's just standing there alone, like, looking off into the distance.
That's what I do. I make a remark to Brewer and then maybe one to Colin. What am I going to say?
Colin's like, thank you.
You're hilarious, though, Norton. Thank you. I'll let you know.
Thank you. They should put a bag there so I could just kind of turn around confused with a tear-stained face.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Yeah, little crinkling
bit
on the stage while everybody looks.
Dude, I was laughing so hard because I know you. You look so uncomfortable on that stage.
Dude,
you
worst.
Just wanted someone to talk to in a normal way instead of the fake, let's make believe we're all just kind of having fun.
I did a film called Eros Freaks and Oddities, which has not been out yet, but it will be in theaters. And at the end, you have to do this scene where we're all happy, and I'm just not good at that.
Yeah.
I can't smile and jump ever.
No.
Ever. No, unless Ozzy's got his mule in my face, he's going, it's all yours. Then I'm throwing my arms in the air happily.
Hey, Zombo, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, faggot?
Hey.
You know what? You don't look like a serial killer. Did you ever have progeria when you were a kid?
You know what?
Jeez, man.
You know, sir.
Norton's the oldest progeria kid. Known to man.
Hey,
it's not appropriate, sir.
He's a 33-year-old progeria kid. Progeria.
Hey, April 18th, town hall.
All right, very good.
Oh, thank you, sir.
God, you're getting killed. Dean, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I love this.
One of the best lines last night I heard was when I said they seen so many blacks walking out the door with gold with the surveillance video at Zales during the L.A. riot.
Yeah, Nick DiPaolo, that line had me in tears.
Killed. You were cool.
Wow. There were a lot of great little lines on that show last night.
That was killer. Take care, guys.
All right. Just a couple more and we'll move on here. Mo, what's up?
Yeah, I want to ask Norton, what's the deal with him and these chessboards all the time?
They actually just had that up, and for some reason that was part of the set. And the reason, we the week before, we got screamed at because we took the chessboard upstairs to play a little chess. Could I have possibly made that less interesting? I don't think so. I'm sorry, sir. I should just say I don't know.
You killed anyway. They better pick that show up.
I hope so, too, man. Colin deserves it.
Yeah, you don't have to really go off on a chess story. It's just hold their own. You don't really don't have to embellish them much, Norton.
I really am an ass with no instinct.
Why don't you just talk about paint drying?
And the pieces were in the bag.
It's great. Funny story. I'm playing chess, and the rook falls over.
I go to castle. The phone rings.
Grammy from Philly writes.
It's a portable phone.
Grammy from Philly writes on the instant feedback. I saw Norton on Colin Quinn last night. He looks like the kid on the bridge in Deliverance.
Oh, God.
You know, is he poking fun at my appearance, or is that a good thing?
Who is that?
Wow.
The retarded child? The retarded guy playing the banjo? Dude, can you handle this? Because the lines are...
Of course.
They're coming in like... this one's going to...
They're all making my point.
Jack, what's going on?
Hey, Andy. You know what Norton looks like? When Darth Vader was dying, he took off his mask.
Wow.
The wacky voice.
What did he say? My dog what?
If he just used his normal voice, it would have been a funny line.
What was the line?
He had to shuck it up a little bit there.
Ha, yeah. Huddle, huddle, yuck, yuck.
Why don't you call in as Nicholson?
Kyla, what's up?
Hi, it's Kyla. I don't know what these people are talking about. I think Norton is adorable.
There you go.
Tinkle drinker at AOL.com. Thank you, Kyla.
Okay. Well, I understand what he's saying about it at the end. when you have to wave. Whenever I watch SNL on Comedy Central, they all look so retarded at the end when they're all jumping around.
The music is playing. And they're chatting with each other. Yeah.
I've never been good at that, and it's not that I don't want to do it. I just don't know. I feel silly, and I just want to chat with somebody, and I figure, like, when are we going to be off air?
Yeah, I think it looks silly, so
all right.
I don't blame you.
All right, Carla, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. You can see him in his natural habitat on eatabullet.com. Perhaps you could do that.
What type of plug is that?
Matt, what's going on?
I'm stupid.
And I didn't get a picture with Rosie, by the way, who I did the show with the week before.
Yes, we didn't talk to you about that. How
you know what, Rosie was really, really nice. We were just
really?
Yeah, we were just pumping lines and material. She was really nice, man.
You know something? I'm not coming out as a huge fan of Rosie O'Donnell, but I gotta say she showed some balls there with the going on O'Reilly, the O'Reilly factor, the O'Reilly factor. She was on there, you know, being pretty honest and taking some criticism, saying some stuff that she said probably was based a little more on emotion than real thought. I thought that was pretty open, pretty cool. Still think she's a tool.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
I think we're going to be on Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. This is even better.
Do you remember what we said?
Give me a free CD.
What?
Shut up.
Give me a free Aussie CD, man.
What? Shut up.
He thinks you're giving away Aussie CDs.
Yeah, what do you think we're doing, Matt?
No, you're giving away free Aussie CDs, you silly faggot.
Oh, he's trying to do Frenchie?
Well, it says on the screen.
Fuck it!
It says on the screen, everyone.
Hey, fuck it, you faggot! Buffalo landfill rules!
You dumb rook! Says on the screen, everyone at my job is in is now impersonating Frenchie.
They just walk around saying that.
I've been beating till I pass out. Until
I pass out. Why don't you drink out, you faggot?
Hey, shut up. You can't curse. Even Frenchie knows that, and he's French.
Yeah.
But I did not curse.
No more cursing.
I promise.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, how about a free CD?
Suck it.
Let's all stop with the wacky voices today, okay?
Yeah. What's with the wacky voice?
I got an email from a girl in Boston emailed me and said that some guy was walking around pretending that he was like Frenchie.
Really?
Yeah, and he said that he was actually Frenchie, that you and I were related. Aunt and I were related. Nice to know that mental patients are in.
There you go. Yeah, well, some people do. What are you going to do?
All right, why don't we play the clip of Jim Norton from The Colin Quinn Show?
Let's hear some Jim Norton.
What's wrong, Jim?
No, I have a weird aversion of hearing myself. I absolutely despise it.
You're one of those people?
I hate it.
Do you watch yourself alone?
No, alone, only for learning purposes. This joke sucks. Why is this joke not working?
Really?
I really do.
Alone with your junk in your hand, just spanking it out?
Boy, who's that fat-headed? Oh.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going to play the Oz game soon. We ready for the Oz game, Rick?
Just about.
All right.
And then we got to talk about Nixon.
Yes.
And Star Jones and other
faggots.
Things.
But first, they're all faggots.
But first, it's Jim Norton from The Colin Quinn Show last night.
Next, we have Jim, who looks like what the center of a Tootsie Pop must look like. He has a chin like Kid Rock.
Here's the biggest thing I've noticed since the 11th. People are not tolerating bad behavior on flights anymore. A guy on a flight recently charged the cockpit. The captain opened the door, hit him in the head with an axe. That's the guy I want flying my plane. That's called handling the situation. Open the door. Open the door. All right. Whack. Back to your seat. You now have an aisle and a window. And two guys were arrested when they landed in New York because five times during the flight, they got up and ran to the bathroom together. Turns out they were not terrorists. They admitted they had been running to the bathroom to smoke crack and have sex with each other. And a real sign of the times is you hear that and you go, phew. For a second there, I thought there was a problem. Thank God they're just gay crackheads.
Opie, and Anthony. At the Last Supper, they would have wiped their asses with the tablecloth.
That's just what Christ wanted.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I do believe it's time to play the Oz game.
Oh, yeah.
Games.
On the Opie and Anthony Show.
Doing some games.
We're gaming now on the Opie and Anthony program. We're finding that it helps other radio shows. Yeah, so we figured, what the hell? Good way to waste time. Let's give it a try.
With some gaming.
Next, we're going to try out Stunt Boys.
Stunting? We're going to do some stunting?
Every show has to have a stunt boy.
Some wacky guy that'll go out on the street and,
You go to him, he's on the street, and he's in a pickup truck, and he goes through, like, a car wash.
Oh, in the back of the truck. How about a big, wears a big Velcro suit, and then jumps on a trampoline and hits a wall with Velcro on it and sticks there?
That's stunt boy!
That'll be good.
We should have had Stunt Boy right around Groundhog Day, because we could have Stunt Boy come out of a sewer to see if he saw a shadow.
Is that really one?
Whoa.
Oh, God damn. Awful.
Yeah, it's time for the Oz game. If you want to play, give us a call. 877-692-1027 if you're in New York.
This is Greg.
Anywhere else outside of the New York area, 866-277-4WOW.
This is great because we got some Oz DVDs, box set of the first season to give away. This is a great thing to catch up if you got into the series. And I know a lot of people that did in the middle of the second season or even the third season. Gives you a little background on some of your favorite characters that are probably dead by now, too. Because they kill a lot of people off in that show.
Yeah, we're going to play the Oz game, and winner receives a DVD copy of Oz, the complete first season, courtesy of HBO Home Video.
Right.
And they say you must read this as is.
Uh-oh.
So here we go. Now available on video and DVD comes the powerful HBO series that started it all. Oz, the complete first season, is now available to rent or buy on video, cassette, or DVD with DVD bonus features, including two audio commentaries, music video, and more. Oz, the first season, is at video stores everywhere from HBO Home Video. Now give us some free stuff, HBO. Jesus.
I'm Big Dick Black.
And you want to explain the Oz game?
Well, I guess what we seem to have done is...
Mario Cantone's here!
Mario.
Hold on, we might not be able to play the Oz game now.
Oh, you know something? You are going to piss the people off so bad.
I forgot Mario was coming in, and we don't have him for too long.
No, you have him for an hour, so, you know, reschedule, bump somebody, do something, bring in the lesbians to play Twister and grease themselves up some oil.
We got
to
play the Oz game.
What is the Oz game? I'm getting a phone call.
Want
to get my dance phone?
You want to
the
Jesus
Christ.
It might be fun to play the Oz game with Mario Cantone.
What's the Oz game?
Okay, you know the, obviously you know
I
the HBO
Oz.
Series Oz, of course.
What is
course.
It like? Is this Chris Maloney's penis?
I'm Big Dick Black.
Don't say the P word.
I'm Big Dick Black.
Well,
we're going to have to give our guests a list of words they can't say on our show.
So am I.
You can't. That's a
You know something?
Organ.
I think what we have to do, Opie, is go in a meeting and see when exactly that word can be used. I know when it can be used and what context. I want to see why he dumps out of it.
Vagina. How about that?
See, you can say that.
I could say that.
Yeah. But then you can't describe anything that's happening to it.
But they, you can't.
No.
So
not one thing. No,
so,
no, you can't. See what you did? You just said... Vagina. That's as far as we can
take
it.
You can't say it.
Don't use it in the sentence. Don't even use it in the sentence.
You can say vagina monologues.
You can say that. It's a terrible show.
Do you understand we got Cardinal Egan down the hall dumping out on this show?
Cardinal Egan?
The reason he dumps out of the other word is because he has one in his mouth. He stinks.
He doesn't care that his fellow priests are fondling boys, but...
But hey.
But hey, make sure this show's cleaned up.
Don't you say vagina and then about anything else...
Bless me, Father, for I have... Hey, you're talking my ass. Take care of me, you guys. All right.
Oh, my God. Go get my CD. You got to do a little bit for us. Carmen getting fondled, but I got the best.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
You got good music?
You know the chant CD that I said eventually we're going to need?
Oh. Gregorian chant.
Don't worry, we'll play the Oz game very soon here.
Oh, okay.
And that's just awful, like, it's just an awful atmosphere to be fondled in the church.
That's why, I'll tell you.
At least maybe a party with a pool or something fun. But, you know, the church is a depressing place to be in anyway.
It's true. To take it in the rectory is not so funny.
Right.
But I'll tell you, See, I went to church, but I didn't go. Yeah. My mother, you know, my mother was very smart because I was like, I remember being a kid and going, I want to go to Catholic school because Tommy down the street goes to Catholic school. My mother was like, you're not going to Catholic school. Those nuns will hit you. Those nuns are brutal.
They were worried about the nuns hitting you because she used to hear horror stories from your parents about how the nun would come in and the ruler and smack you on the knuckles if you looked at her wrong.
Well, as far as I know, none of that stuff happened in Stoneham, Massachusetts, but it certainly happened in the
Something.
It happened a lot in Boston. Massachusetts, it's a bit, I know.
The priests up there, oh my God, it was a regular Studio 54 going on at the churches up there.
Studio 54 is my favorite place to go, and I was fondled by several priests, but they were gay. But they were just having a good time.
For some
Me
reason.
Me and Halston and Capote.
The priests enjoy touching young boys.
Well, but you know, but there's got to be some the priests that have touched young girls. I mean, are they just touching them?
No.
There's got to be some heterosexual priests that are doing
You would think so, but if there was a guy that's a heterosexual, he would not become a priest. I'm sorry, I know a lot of people are going to say this, but priests are nothing but humans, and if you are a human man, There is no normal thinking human male that would pick an occupation that says you cannot have sex.
It's ridiculous
to think.
And if they allowed it, maybe there'd be less of it. But also, I think that, you know, child molestation's a whole other thing than just wanting to go to a bar and get laid if you're a priest. That they can't even do that.
You know what it is? The parents also that send their kids off to be with these priests on retreats and
camp?
Things like that. Yeah, you heard of these things?
Come on, you guys. Let's pop a tent.
You got to be insane.
Yeah,
you're sending your kid off with a guy that can't have sex.
It's not a good idea.
Insane.
I think it's better to put them in the drama club at home ec and then nothing will
happen. Let them meet each other and touch each other. In drama class or something.
Yes, let's do some movement exercises, children.
Excuse me, it took us 10 minutes to find this.
Yes.
What is it?
Cartman is now in the church.
Oh.
Is this happening?
Put your headphones on. Yeah.
My headphones on.
Yeah, knucklehead.
I feel like David Cassidy when I put the headphones on. I think I love you, so what am I so afraid of?
You don't want to mess up your hair? What's wrong with you?
I don't care about my hair. I haven't even showered today, ass.
All right. Look at Opie.
Now, getting into character, Mario Cantone.
This aisle is so long. I feel like I've been walking for years. Just a priest. Hello, Father. How are you? In the confessional? Okay. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been about... What's that? Excuse me. Oh, it's a piece of lint. I'm sorry. Just take that right off. Okay. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been... censorship.
He cannot perform when there are so many restrictions.
You know, like the whole bit with the P word.
All right, we'll do it again later.
All right, can we play the Oz game? All right, we're gonna play the Oz game, and Mario Cantone is sitting in for us.
It's an easy little game that we threw together,
and then we'll talk about the Oscars and stuff.
Let me find the fry, kiss my ass. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Whatever. I'll do what I want. That's right. I run with 12 gangs, and we only quit hate rhymes. Whatever. Oh, yeah? Guess what? I ran for Congress, and I won. Then I had sex with my intern and killed her body and hit her. Whatever. I'll do what I want. I'll do what I want.
How great was that?
Whatever. 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 I'll do what I want.
Carmen dressed like
the
girl.
It was awesome. And he was like, I have sex without protection. It's my sexy body. I do what I want.
Sexy body.
And the girl was like, whatever.
Me and my homies, we down.
Oh, God. It was hilarious.
I was in a drab bag. Whatever.
Oh, yeah? I'm crapping Maury's pants. Whatever. I do what I want.
I do what I want.
All right, we got to play the Oz game.
Let me find
Ant's going to explain the Oz game.
Here is the Oz game. We have Oz DVDs, the box set from the whole first season to give away.
We do.
Yes,
I get one
too
when I leave here?
Yeah, maybe we could hook you
sweet
up.
Sweet. So. I like Oz. It's fun.
And what we did was we took a line, random little line from one of the episodes.
Yeah.
And you're going to listen to it with the listeners and us and everybody.
And
then we're going to stop it. Then we're going to stop at the tape.
And then what do we do?
We will give you a multiple choice of possible next line. Of what might be the next line.
That's right.
All right.
And somebody will guess, and then we will play the next line. And if the person picked the right line...
All right.
They will win one of these wonderful.
They will
wonderful
win an Oz DVD courtesy of HBO Home Video.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Now, the first clip.
Oh, Jesus. Come in.
Well, we're going to get our first contestant on the line here. Nick?
Yes.
You want to play the Oz game?
Yes.
You a big fan of the Oz?
Yes.
You are, huh?
I watch it all the time.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about the show?
It's got to be the man junk.
You like the man junk, do you?
Suck it!
He likes the man junk.
Whatever. Some people watch it for its the drama.
All right.
The violence. He likes it for the man junk.
That's a good show.
All right. We're going to play a line from Oz, and then we're going to give you some multiple choice answers here. You got to decide what the next line is, okay?
All right.
All right. Listen closely,
this,
Nick.
This first clip, one of the inmates doing a little poetry in the cafeteria in front of the rest of the inmates.
All right, here we go, Nick.
I could have sworn I seen the motherfucker in my cell going through my personal effects. He fingering my cigarettes. Came out like nothing was happening, whistling he tuned.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Now the next line. Here are your choices.
All right.
Oh, God. I can't even say the choices.
Yeah, you got to use the alphabet.
All right.
So I effed his A and slay the sucker down nuttin' into.
What?
So I eff his A and slay the sucker down nothing into.
Nuttin'.
All right. B would be, so I mushed his ass like moo mother F, make room.
What
the hell is
that?
Mother effer, make room. So I mushed his A like, boom, mother effer, make room.
Okay.
All right.
And C is, so I said, hey, G, what up?
So I said, hey, G, what's up? And D, so I cream some corn and then I turn on cartoons.
And then I baked a souffle and I turned on Paul Prudhomme.
Put it in a marinade.
Lovely.
All right, Nick, what's the next line?
I have no idea, but I'm going to guess with A.
You're saying, so I F his A and slay the sucker down nuttin' into.
Yeah.
All right.
All
that's
right.
That's definitely the sexiest one.
Let's see if Nick is right.
All right.
So I mushed his ass like, move, mother make room.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was B, so I mush his ass like, move, mother F, make room.
Nick, all right. Thanks for playing the Oz game.
Can I get a translation
you
on that?
You do not get a DVD from HBO Home Video.
Yeah,
do you honestly think there's going to be a translation to any of this?
No, I don't really.
Opie, I finally have it queued up. No, he did not win.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Oh,
Well, get my winner sound effect.
Whatever. I'll do what I want.
What's up?
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Want to play the Oz game?
Sure.
All right. Rick, are we ready to go with... Okay, here we go. Listen closely. We're going to give you a line from Oz, and you got to figure out what they're saying next, okay?
Sounds good.
Where are you calling from, Bob?
Verona.
All right, Verona.
This again.
Italy?
Same inmate doing a little more of his poetry.
All right, here you go, Bob.
That's why.
Feel that for that lawyer who ain't give two f***s about me. And feel this for me being enslaved by poverty. Motherfucker. Give me them damn cigarettes.
Okay. You heard that clip, Bob?
Yes, I did.
Is the next line after give me these damn cigarettes. And if you ever touch my S again, I'll string you up and slice your skin. Or B, now suck my D, mother F.
Er.
Right. or C. Oh, these are Marlboro. I don't smoke these. Or D. And take that for the F and CO baton across my face. Chill.
Bob?
Yes.
What do they say? You've concentrated on what I've told you, and
as much as I could.
Okay.
I'll guess A.
A. And if you ever touch my S again, I'll string you up like and slice your skin.
All right. Let's see what the next line is.
Oh, these is Marlboros. I'll smoke these.
It was a trick question, wasn't it? It was a trick question, wasn't it?
Do these guys get a DVD for playing?
Well, they should.
I know, but we don't know. We hung up on the first guy.
I don't think we're going to give any away at this rate.
All right, Bob, hold on a line. We'll give you a DVD copy of Oz, the complete first season, courtesy of HBO Home Video. All right?
Sweet. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. All right. We have to give some of these away.
Of course we do.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony!
Yo!
Ready to play the Oz game?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Let's go.
All right. This clip, Opie, it's one of the inmates has been given the job of going into the AIDS ward of Oz's hospital to care for the AIDS patients.
Okay.
He really, really did not want to do this.
All right.
So these are all AIDS patients. He is now at the job of feeding one of them, and that's where we pick up the clip.
All right, here we go, Anthony.
All right.
Chow time, Sanchez.
I'm not hungry, man.
Dr. Nathan said you might say that. Dr. Nathan said to feed you anyway. Jeez, one of my kids. Open your mouth.
I want to die, man.
All right.
All right. Having a little trouble feeding him. Anthony, you ready for your choices?
Yeah.
Okay. A. If you don't eat, I'll make you eat, faggot.
Yeah, you could say that word. That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's, you know. It's all, you know, the values are really in place. Go ahead.
Hey, believe
it's
me.
It's not your fault.
I would rather be able to say the F word and have it the next letter of U.
Penis. Go ahead.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
That's my revenge. Go ahead. That's my revenge on your censorship.
All right, hold on.
Your god of censorship.
All right,
I'm trying to win, man.
I'm sorry. I'm just pissed off.
We don't like him either, Mario.
Go ahead.
Believe me. All right, A, if you don't eat, I'll make you eat, faggot. B, open your mouth, you goddamn faggot AIDS F. C, open your goddamn mother effing sea sucking mouth. Or D, come on, here comes the choo choo train, open wide.
I'm going to go with C.
He's going to go with C, open your goddamn mother effing sea sucking mouth.
All right, let's
see. What C is. Let's listen to the clip.
Open your goddamn mother sucking mouth.
You're an Oz winner!
You win a copy of the box set of the first season of Oz.
All right,
hold on the line, Anthony.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for playing the Oz game.
And you know, Judy Garland gives a marvelous performance in Oz. She really does. She's marvelous.
There are some extras. You get to see some deleted scenes with the box set.
Yes, that scene when Ray Bolger pulled his pants down and showed me his hay. It was horrible. I said, you horrible pedophile, pull your pants up. And of course, you know, Jack Haley, he pulled his pants down and showed me his silver junk. It was just awful. It clanged against his thigh.
It started back then. But
it did. Ours was a marvelous series that we did that was shelved by Louis B. Mayer. But it was marvelous. And I was Dorothy. I was a little old, and my breasts were larger. They had to strap it down with an ace bandage. But I did the show. It was marvelous. It really was. And you know, Bert Lahr's line was
Bert
marvelous.
Lahr, of course.
You know, that wasn't his tail, you know. It was something else.
All right. Let's go on to the next contestant in the Oz game. It's Amy from D.C.
Oh,
Amy.
Thank God. We have more?
There's more.
Hi.
I looked at this page and was like, oh, my God, Rick, you only did three? Good. No, we got two to go.
Sweet.
Great. Oh, Amy, are you a big Oz fan?
Yeah.
You watch Oz, and what's your favorite thing about the show Oz?
Violence.
You like the violence? You don't like the man junk as much as the violence?
Some of those guys are really ugly.
Well, who do you think is hot?
Play inmates.
Who do you like?
Dean Winters. Good member.
Yeah.
You like Ryan O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if you watch the first season, you will realize he is the biggest troublemaker.
He's
and
brutal.
Starts all the crap between everybody. Very, very good show. All right, Amy?
Yeah.
You know the rules of the game. We're going to play a clip, and then we're going to give you multiple choice of the next line, and then we'll play the next line and see if you guess correctly.
Okay.
Here is the next clip.
Hey, what's going on? What are you all doing in here?
Just consoling me about my brother.
Well, your brother's a fag, King. They say it runs in families. You a fag, too?
Oh. A little drama going on there. The guy's brother is a gay guy who's in prison in the same prison. And he takes a lot of heat for it from the screws. So, did he answer that guy with, yo, man, why don't you go F yourself, mother effer? Or B, why don't you suck my D and find out? Or C.
Whatever, I do what I want.
That's C. That's, whatever, yep. I do what I want.
It is. It says right there. Whatever, I do what I want.
That, or D.
Hoo hoo, you got me.
Does he say? So C is whatever, I do what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And D is what, Opie?
Hoo hoo, you got me.
We sure are tailing off on these answers, aren't we?
Amy?
Amy,
yeah.
What do you think it
well,
is?
Well, the first three were too hard.
No, I wish this was the King Gimp game. Questions were much easier.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to guess B.
B,
why don't you suck my D and find out?
All right, let's go to the tape and see if Amy is right.
Right.
Why don't you suck my D and find out?
Oh, we have another winner.
That's a winner.
That was good.
Cool.
We have another winner. Wow.
That was funny, Rick.
Do what I want.
Whatever. I do what I want.
Amy, you got the DVD box set of the Oz first season there.
Thanks. You guys rule.
And we got to thank HBO Home Video.
Yes. Sweet.
Okay. We got one more. One more DVD to give out. Amy,
one
hold on
more.
One, okay?
Yep.
Okay. And we'll go to Michelle from Boston. Michelle.
Nice.
How you doing?
Hey.
You want to play the odds game?
I sure do.
Okay.
Ah.
You know what we're doing, right?
I know what we're doing.
Okay. All right. Okay, here's the line.
Play the clip.
Yeah, what do you want, Shelly? I heard you crippled Billy Keene. The Aryan Brotherhood is grateful.
Swell.
Trying to give you a little jizz here.
Trying to make a jizz.
Oh, f*** you then.
I love that. Yeah, a guy really beat up a black guy in the shower. And the Aryan Brotherhood there is congratulating him. And he doesn't want much congratulations from the Aryan Brotherhood there.
There you go.
So his answer to the Aryan guy that came over. Here are your choices, Michelle. F off, redneck. I took out that effing fag. Because he touched me in the shower. Had nothing to do with you, a-hole. Or B. Hey, Tom, are you going to let him get away with that? Hey, Spider, good for you. You got balls. Good for you. That's B?
That's B, yes.
Boy, the first guy that missed out and didn't get one is going to be pissed. C. F you. What happened in that shower was between me and that fag boy. Had nothing to do with you, effing redneck scumbag. Or a D.
Get your balls out. Grab your ass now. It's your scrotum. It's today.
So is it A, B, or D? Whatever. I'll do what I want.
A, B, C, or D, Michelle?
I'd like to say D, so I'll sing again, but I'll go with C.
C, which was F you, what happened in that shower was between me and that fag boy had nothing to do with you effing redneck scumbag. That's your answer.
That's my answer.
All right, Michelle, sit back, listen to the line, and see if you want.
Okay. Oh, f*** you. What happened in that shower was between me and the fag boy had nothing to do with you, you f***ing redneck scumbag.
Oh, another one.
Get your balls out. Grab your ass crack.
Hey.
Just go.
Hey!
Whatever!
Hey!
Michelle, you're a winner!
Michelle, you won!
Thanks!
You got the Oz DVD courtesy of HBO Home Video, alright?
Thanks!
Hold on the line! There goes Michelle from Boston. And that's it for the Oz game today.
We don't go out with the music?
Yeah. Well, all right.
That's how you do the game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. We have more Oz DVD boxes to give away this week. So stay tuned as we play more of the Oz game. See, we're doing games.
That is the porn music of the century. That is just porn.
Gay porn,
it's
though.
Way,
it's gotta be man on
man. What do you think
man.
I'm talking about? Straight porn, stupid ass? Yes, it's gay porn.
Three priests. Father Bob wanted Father Pete real bad.
Very good.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll continue with Mario Cantone.
Yeah.
So stay right there.
Come on back.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Own it, blows, baby!
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. Executioners with Linkin Park. It's going down in studio today. Mario Cantone.
Hello, you guys.
We only have him for a little while longer.
That's right, baby. I got things to do.
There's a psychotic on the line, though. Hold on a sec. Joanne, what's up?
I'm not psychotic.
Okay.
I just called to tell you that you guys are terrific. I'm calling from D.C.
Yes.
And I just discovered you.
Oh, you did?
I used to listen to, I don't want to curse over the phone, but the initials are HS.
Yeah, okay.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's getting a little old hat. And I just discovered you, and I think you're the greatest.
We're the greatest, Opie. Thank you, Joanne.
Right. We have a lot in common.
Oh,
and,
we do.
I think we might even know some of the same people. But favorite movie
psychotic. It says on the line that she's 48 years old from D.C. Says O&A, definitely know her. Yeah. How do we know you? Joanne.
You know what? It's really not important.
No, how do we know you? I'd love to find out.
It's not important.
But no, it is, Joanne.
I'll tell you.
It's
what's
important to us.
I just wanted to say I have the same humor as you do. I'm from New York. Originally, I love The Goodfellas. My other favorite movies are My Cousin Vinny.
Wow, you guys are soulmates.
And The Godfather.
Ah, well, that says it right there.
I think that's how we know you then. But Joanne, because it says you said that O&A definitely know you. Like, how do we know each other? Who are some of the same people that we know?
Yeah, do we hang in the same circle?
No.
You could say it.
No, I can't. I really can't.
Go ahead, say it.
But if you know anyone who's interested in
massage release,
you know what? It's just not important.
All right, Joanne. Well, thank you.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
All right. Thanks for listening.
But I want to tell you, you guys are fantastic, and Howard is getting old.
Thank you.
All right, Joanne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
There goes Joanne.
And if you ever have the urge to say old hat again, put a pistol in your mouth.
Old hat. You know what?
Yes.
That is very, very funny. So now you may know who I am.
Why? The pistol in the mouth?
Do you put stuff in your mouth?
It's been a real long time.
Oh, wait. You were on Howard's show, right?
No.
No?
But I have a former boyfriend who was the beneficiary when I tried to stop smoking cigarettes. Think about it, guys.
Hi, Joker.
Instead of putting butts in your mouth, you were putting something else in your mouth to...
Right. But, you know, it's been a long time, and I'm not with him anymore. But he was a terrific guy. I love those Jewish guys that you think are Italian.
You mean like Andrew Dice Clay?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Were you in Lethal Weapon?
No, but I am one.
Oh, then I should have said, were you in Horse's Ass?
You know what? I called to compliment you.
And what is what happens? Jim Norton's got to be a scumbag.
That's right. Jim wrecks it for everyone.
You know, well, you're on the air and you got to make a living, so good for you. I think you guys are great.
All right, Joanne.
You rule.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll spread the word and you'll get an audience in D.C.
Of course. It'll be all because of you.
Word, hep, whatever.
Don't say bad things.
I'm okay. Sorry.
One of these days you'll find out who the F I am.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You won't believe that I decided to call your lousy show instead of somebody else's.
Who are you?
All right. Thank God. You guys took way too much time.
No.
I know. I feel like that, too. I'm starting to get that feeling.
Why?
Like
what it was that?
Nothing happened.
She intrigued me.
Why did she intrigue you?
Because she was a regular on someone else's show.
On someone else's
now
show.
I'm trying to figure out who she was.
Okay, that's what I think.
What's intriguing me is...
Say Kielbasa?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
She lives in Jersey, by the way, that one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she moved.
Yes.
Anthony,
Mariah Cantone,
your divorce is...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I read about your divorce in the Daily News.
Oh.
Anthony, if you were a tree, what kind of a tree would you be? No, I want to know what the details of this, because...
We did a whole goddamn thing on it
yesterday. I want to hear from you.
Well, there was...
Now, don't mess with me, fellas. I want to know.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, Godfather.
Come on, what happened?
What am I going to do?
What are the details of your divorce?
Stop it.
He's a big avoiding Italian. Two girls for everyone? Oh, I see. Oh, we get Manaya twins. Is that it?
Well, that's what...
Two girls for
all right, I get it.
There was something. I am not going into any details.
Let's just put it this way.
That was reported. There was things
reported
based on certain testimony from
the
day one of the trial.
Hold on a second.
You're the one for me.
Yeah.
And all that I want to be. And her, simultaneous. And you, simultaneous loving, baby. Two and three.
Very funny.
Simultaneous loving, come on. Have it open mine. Pull my trigger down. Give me the last cold turkey breath. Make it fast, take my ass to town. Have it open mine. Send my cards away. Ring my bell, you fast dig away. What the hell's today's your lucky day? You and me and her. Simultaneous loving, and me. And we know the rider. Simultaneous loving, baby. Two or three. Simultaneous. Woo, come on. Have an open mind. It's
a normal. Well, we found another
song
for you, Anthony.
All right, so that was it. Okay. I didn't know this. All right. I still want to get into it with you, but I know you don't want to talk about it.
We said a lot yesterday, Mario. We want to talk about the Oscars.
The Oscars.
Yes.
Oh, they were good, weren't they? 4 hours and 20 minutes, first of all. How long is... And Jennifer Lopez, she looked good, though, huh?
What, with her hairdo?
She was a standard poodle. She had,
it
like...
It was a little...
That hair was like poodle mania.
I thought she was
mania.
As hot as they come.
Do you thought she was really... I think she's beautiful. The hair was very Sharon Tate, Valley of the Dolls. She just looked bizarre. I thought she... But her ass looked nice in that dress, right? You like
well,
it?
She still got the... She got some booty on her, as they say. The booty.
J-Lo got back. And what about Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, that
yeah.
was a little...
How about the front
bad.
Of that dress? Somebody let the air out. It was like... It was so...
She's got like fried eggs in the front of that dress.
It looked like...
With runny yolks.
You look like she could have been played like an accordion. It was all wrinkled. And
yeah, you know what? You
well,
know
she
what?
Doesn't have a posture there, Mario. That's,
she was...
That was
her lounging.
Yeah.
And the whole thing that... Her dress put this crease... at the midpoint of her boobs, which made her already small ones look smaller, and said, you got small ones, it's fine. They better be perky.
My sister came in and was like, if anybody in Hollywood needs implants, Jesus, why didn't she get them? Why didn't she get the implants? She looks awful. Somebody let the friggin' air out. Yeah, she, you know. And
you don't toot your horn if you drive a crappy car. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, that's a very interesting.
Yeah, you hide them.
I like that.
Keep it in the garage.
Well, and
I mean, she's a beautiful lady, but that's not the part.
She is a beautiful lady.
That's not the part that we're all digging on her.
And she's dressed beautifully in the past, so I don't know what.
How about that Cameron Diaz?
She looked beautiful. I don't like that hair though. That looked like it's a buzz cut. It looked like humidity, very humid, very humid. And also, what's her name? What did you think of Sharon Stone? How did she look?
A little bloated. She looked a little bloated.
Sorry.
What's the matter? What happened?
That cannot be true.
We're what happened? A little
what
distracted.
Just came in over the wire? TJ.
Whoa!
That is.
Holy.
Is that true?
Is that true?
Hold on. Before you read this,
I'm not saying anything.
Go get Jeremy.
Get Jeremy Coleman. Don't say anything because. If this isn't true and we're reporting fake news or something, like we've already been in trouble for this in Boston. Not going to do it now.
Well, you didn't make it up.
I don't know. I don't know if this is some kind of a hack. Look, wait a minute. Okay, it's not true. Look at the website up at the top. Good thing. See? It's not the right web address. He took the page and put the fake headline in on it.
What a genius.
Wow, you know something? Almost got us.
All right.
It looked really
all right.
Real.
All right, back to
I'm
your...
Oh, God.
Back to the Oscar
back to
talk.
Okay, Oscar talk. What else? Okay, not only was it black Oscar history, it was gay Oscar history, because Ian McKellen was there with that boy.
Who was talking
they
about that in the back office?
Holding each other's God. Hands. It was awesome. He was holding his hand, and there's Ian with his finger in his mouth like, I'm the greatest actor in the world. I'm 94 years old. I'm openly gay, and I'm holding the hand of a 20-year-old boy. Kiss my ass.
He had a little boy toy with him there.
It was great. It was pretty cool. I was like, right on. Good
that
for
guy's
why
just sitting
he?
There like...
All these old guys have these young girls. Why shouldn't he have a young boy?
Why not, Mario?
Why not? Good for him. I'm glad.
And young, supple, boyish ass.
And what about... okay, what about Russell Crowe? Did you think he was going to... You glad he lost?
No.
No,
I thought he was very good.
I was so glad he
lost. The guy seems to be an a-hole, but he had the best performance this year.
I kind of disagree about that, but you know, he looks miserable.
It was hilarious. Every girl he was near, he was trying to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, come on over here. Let me figure off. I want to see you. What about the Cirque du Soleil?
That was awesome.
You could blame the French for that crap.
Don't like this Cirque du Soleil?
Their Lord of the Rings tribute, their Birds tribute. It was the... excuse me?
Did you see Training Day?
Yes, I saw Training Day. I thought he was great. He was brilliant, Training Day.
A Beautiful Mind, man. He was great in A Beautiful Mind.
I didn't like A Beautiful Mind. I didn't think it was that great.
No?
And Nicole Kidman... icy. She's icy. She's an icy woman. She's icier than a... Trey to Cube. She's
you know,
very
you know what I liked? Even she knew she shouldn't have been nominated for an Academy Award for
that movie. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a horrible movie. It's empty. The music has nothing to do with the period. She sucks in it. It's... I hate it. And Tom Cruise has got braces and...
now,
what happened to his chin? Where is his chin? His chin was cut off.
Yeah, why does Tom Cruise have braces?
Because he's trying to fix an underbite.
Now, let me tell you something. I'll tell you why. What do you think? He had that crooked, little goofy tooth smile. Well, and you know something?
He was famous for his smile.
Right. But as you get a little older, that cute, goofy smile turns into something else.
Ah.
It turns into a bad Englishman's teeth.
Yeah.
What? I got like a little
they
thing.
They need that. Well, you know something?
I got a little thing down here.
Yeah, I have a gap. I got vampire teeth. I don't care.
Maybe he felt he had to take care of that.
What did you think of Uma's bazoomas? Those look good, huh?
Oh, my
Uma
God.
Thurman.
Huge. Giant.
Like, the hills are alive with the sound of music. She was
very,
lovely.
Very... Bubbly? Very milky looking and
I thought
full.
I thought she looked very lovely. And okay, Did you see that little exchange between Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Philippe? When she was like, I want to say the winner was.
Yeah.
He was like, well, go ahead. You make more money than me.
Yeah.
And she was like, ugh. It was very tense.
Well, they're married in real life.
Yeah, but that was really intense. That was Reese Witherspoon also, I thought, was one of the most beautiful women at that ceremony, besides Halle Berry's. Halle Berry's, you're fabulous, and your husband, Eric Beignets. I love to eat the both of you. You're scrumptious. You're, Melissa, are you there, Missy? Mother, I have Kristen Dunst. Who? Kristen Dunst. I need to take a dump. I've been holding it in for hours. No, Kristen Dunst. All right, I'm going to go take a dump. Melissa, back to you, Missy. Mother, back to you. No, back to you, Mother.
She's the worst.
She
never gets the info right.
She said a few things.
Man,
what did she say? She said, she said a few. Oh, she said to Jim Broadbent, the guy from Iris, he was like, another Aussie. He's like, I'm British. Whatever, you all sound the same and you have bad teeth and you smell. Missy, back to you. Mother! It was awful. It was very bizarre. It's embarrassing. I cringe every
can't
time.
Watch it.
I can't see it. I can't look at it anymore.
I saw you were at the little View after party.
Yeah, I did the View after party.
Little
I did that
View
live.
After
that
party.
That was a lot
there.
Of fun. It was a lot of pressure, but it was
at
a lot of fun.
At all hours there. It was very late.
2:20 it aired. And then 15 minutes of it was silent. Not me, but the beginning of the air, because they switched the signal in New York.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yep, they switched the signal. I mean, I don't know who saw it. I hope people saw it, but they should have repeated it, and they didn't.
I was awake. So,
you saw it?
I tuned it in
Missy!
A little bit. I can't take those women.
It's a gal show.
It is very much a gal show.
I love those women because they are pretty great to me. And
you know something? God bless you. And God bless them.
And Barbara was very happy, too. That
really?
Night. Yeah, she was like, Mario.
Mario.
Mario, that was the most brilliant thing I ever said. I said, did you really think so? How did you do that so quickly? You did that very quickly. I said, I know. We how did you pull those things and get it together so quickly? That was brilliant. It was marvelous. I can't believe it. It was really, 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 really.
All right.
I like the Barbara Walters, though. She's pretty great. All right. So who was the most beautiful one at the Oscars?
Halle Berry.
Bar none.
And the most psychotic.
Well, she really couldn't get you. And her husband
lost
her
friggin' mind.
She was like,
you know something?
Well,
she won an award.
She said, and Denzel Washington, I think, is one of the finest actors we have, but he looks tough. He looks unhappy. He looks unhappy to me.
Well, maybe he is.
But he's a great actor, and he works all the time. He gets choice roles. Why?
Maybe the wife's denying the threesome.
We know that somebody here's wife did
very
not deny the
funny.
Threesome. Denial of the threesome.
Did you hear?
What,
we do have audio of Halle Berry's husband when she came back.
What is it?
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
See, he didn't like her crying either.
No,
like that.
No, that's not Eric Benet.
No?
No, that's Eric.
Sounded like him.
Halle Berry Benet.
Ramsey. No?
That is not Ramsey. That's a gay porn name.
I thought Benet Ramsey.
Mike Ramsey. Peter Ramsey.
Jean-Benet
Ramsey. Yeah, Jean-Benet Ramsey. In Force of Five.
I can't believe how bad people got me.
Did anybody go to Liza Minnelli's wedding?
Liza's wedding, no.
Did
I wasn't.
See her
I wasn't on the A-list.
Did anyone get... We don't go to that stuff.
I didn't go either.
On the A-list.
Everyone's like, did you go? I didn't go. And I wasn't invited. I was not invited to the wedding.
No.
But she knew that I'd be like...
You kind of know her, right?
Oh, yeah, I know her a little bit, but I'm not big enough to go to that wedding, you know?
No.
But did you see her on Larry King? Larry!
Yeah, I did.
Larry! David, this is my husband, David. I love him so much. David, they got mugged right after that.
Yes, in London.
I thought it was a fan trying to get an autograph, and they pulled off my ice. I had a cross filled with diamonds. My ice, it was so bling-bling. And they pulled it off of me, and I said, I thought it was a fan trying to get an autograph. And David ran after them, and he beat him up with his fan that he was...
exactly.
And it was so terrific. And then I got my bling-bling back.
I didn't know there were black people in England.
Oh, there's lots of them.
I did not know that.
I love the black people in London. They love their soul music.
But there seems to be some kind of a crime spree going with... it seems black guys are running up to car windows and snatching jewelry.
No.
We did that years ago here in New York.
Well, we did?
Opie like, and Anthony?
Well, maybe they were a little behind the times.
But that's like old school stuff.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Old school crime.
Kicking it old school, homie.
They're kicking it old school in England.
Yes, we're all that.
All right, we got
to take a break.
Yes.
What are we doing?
We're breaking, Mario.
All right.
Let's take a break.
Hey, look, listen to me. Before you go, I'm going to be at Caroline's September 7th.
Oh, yes.
11 through the 14th, 21 and 28.
Did you say September?
April. Where am I?
September.
This is not a repeat. Okay, April.
Who can remember
April?
That
I can't. It's April. I'm sorry.
April 7th.
It's April 7th, 11 through the 14th, 21 and 28. So it's every Sunday in April plus the full weekend, 11 through the 14th in April. I'm there all through April. So call up 212-757-4100 and I'll be there.
All right.
I'm so tired. I just finished a movie. I did The View. I did the season premiere second. The city. I'm tired. I need my dolls. I need my dolls. I gotta take my dolls. I gotta get up every morning and sparkle, Neely. Sparkle.
All right, Mario. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, whatever.
Come back and see us soon.
Yeah, right,
he always gets depressed after he leaves our
lately,
show.
Lately, I've been really depressed lately.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, you know.
What's wrong with you,
I actually haven't been really depressed lately. I'm just tired.
You have a fight with your boyfriend?
No, I did. No, I never. Please, after
well,
10
why
years.
Why are you depressed then?
Because... Anthony,
you want a threesome?
Yeah, Anthony didn't allow me in his threesome. And you know, David would. David Guest, my husband. Were you on the guest list? Were you on David's guest list?
No. Whatever. Whatever. I do what I want. That's right. I kiss Liza Minnelli at her wedding. Whatever. I do what I want.
Why are you depressed, though?
No, I'm really not that depressed.
Your career's
I'm just
going
tired.
Too good?
My career's doing very well. You know what it is? Everything happens at once, and then there's nothing. And so you go up and down. What are you, Barbara Walters? You're going to make me cry?
I'm going to try.
and things are tough, man. And so I'm just coming off like a two-week
roll. Hey, give him a hug.
Right. Whatever. You can kiss my ass.
He needs a hug. I don't need any more allegations in the newspaper.
I know. Page 6. Anthony and Mario, homosexual gay.
All I was saying is, thank God, you know, and thank God it was involving girls. Because if I had to come here with our listeners and have that, well, it was reported that Anthony's inviting men into his bedroom, I'd be like, ah.
Yeah, but there are straight men that do that. That have threesomes with another
no,
guy.
No, there aren't.
To watch their wife.
No, there
well,
aren't.
Well, you think there's a bisexual thing?
I think
on.
There's, yes, absolutely.
Guess what?
Is.
I totally agree with you.
Look at that.
I totally agree with you. I think there's a, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's absolutely something going on there if you want to see another guy in the bed with you.
But what if I brought in.
And I'm an expert at this.
What if I brought a girl in my bed? So what would you think, you know, what would that mean? That
would you?
Mean,
all right, wow. Mario.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I bring a few chicks in there, you know. I like a few chicks like that, you know, bring them in like that. You know what I like to watch my wife with another girl, and then another girl, and another girl, and then I like to bring in my Aunt Betty, because she's really hot, too, because I like the older chicks, you know, I like the old, you know what I like? I like those big, blonde, like, puffy, like, pale breasts, you know, like, veiny, pale breasts. I love that. And you know what I like? Feet. I like feet. Like, a feet, like, I love nice, small feet. I want to, like, break them. I want to crunch them. I want to put them in a pina colada and blend them, and then I want to drink the feet. I really do. I like feet like that. I like feet like that.
Right.
I like feet like that. You like feet like that? You like feet like that?
Yeah.
You like feet like that? You like feel
couple
like that?
Couple of Catholic priests.
Yeah, or priestesses, or the nuns. I banged a few nuns. Two, three, four, five, six. I banged a few nuns. Right in the catechism. I gave it to them right in the catechism. Did you give anybody in the catechism? You ever have anybody in the catechism?
Never.
Yeah, you took it in the rectory.
Mario, thank you.
Well, thank you for
stopping in.
Good. Thank you for stopping in and.
And we'll see you at Caroline.
I'll see you at Caroline. So, yeah, you better come.
Cheer
you
up.
Have not been. I'm okay. I
cheer
just,
up.
You know, I things evolve and then they crash and burn and then they evolve again. You know,
right.
Don't you
Phoenix
think so?
Rising from right. the ashes.
No, actually,
you're
I'm not.
Getting us
depressed.
All depressed.
I'm not depressed. I'm doing fine, Mr. Walters. Thank you very much for bringing out my depression. I go back and forth. I'm a moody.
Are you?
Oh, I'm,
yeah.
Are you not moody?
You get like, well,
no, not
sometimes.
Really. Things are, you know.
But you know, when I take my pills, the moods swing up. When I take the blue ones, and then when I take the brown ones, I'm in the middle. And then when I take the black ones, I fade,
yeah.
like a flickering candle on a dim lit table during a romantic dinner at the end of the evening. I fade into the dust. The
smoky ash.
Mario.
Slithering in the air. Is that a word, flithering?
Flithering.
Flithering. That's like someone with a speech impediment. Do you ever hear someone with that speech impediment? Is it just me when they say, you say butter instead of butter? Or
no.
Sweather or weather?
No.
Like, that sweather looks nice. That butter, that's nice. Get past the butter.
I've never
You've
heard
never
that.
You've never heard
one.
That? Not oh, that it's one. Brutal. It's like, past the butter. It's like, excuse me, it's butter.
I'm always too preoccupied with Tom Brokaw's list.
I know he's brilliant, but I can't listen to him.
He's fantastic. We're covering former terrorist events like the hijacking of the cruise ship Achille Lolo. Where poor Leon Klinghoffer was pushed to his death. Or recently, the U.S. forces invading Jalalabad. Jalalabad. Jalalabad.
That's hilarious.
A big city in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's got, and I'm like, you know, if that is an inspiration to somebody with a goddamn speech impediment,
well,
the guy's the head muckety-muck anchor for NBC.
He's national, he's one of the biggest.
NBC Nightly News.
It's very hard, yeah.
It's that L. You can't say it's that L.
What is that?
L. Where's the clip? Now we got to play. Tom Brokaw talking about how he winds down. After the 9/11 thing, this was on Letterman or Leno or something.
All right, let's hear it. Come
and
on, play it.
He goes to say, now listen closely, as he goes to say, he got home about 9 o'clock. He realizes he ain't going to be able to say 9 o'clock. I got home about 9 o'clock. He'll choke on the clock. Choke on the clock. And he realizes that he has to change it midstream.
All right.
Hold on.
Oh, Rick's still getting it?
We got it.
Yeah.
Could you play some H.R. Puffin stuff while you're at it?
H.R. Puffin stuff. He's your friend when things get rough.
Jimmy, Floody. He had a speech impediment. Floody.
Missiles were fired at Wishy-Poo last night over
and say
Puffin
and,
stuff.
Cling and clang.
Cling and clang.
We got the clip here. All
right, go ahead.
It was on Conan, Anthony.
It was on Conan?
Yes, here
And
it is.
Listen when he tries to say a clock and realizes he might choke on the word.
Okay.
Adrenaline is a very strong drug. I was pumped up, and I would go home and sleep very little and wake up.
How do you even get to sleep if you're obviously that pumped up?
Well, the first night I went home, I came on the air at 9 o'clock. About 9:15 in the morning with Katie and Matt on the Today Show, and then just stayed on until about 2 in the morning, went home, and, it was fair to say that I was wired, so I thought the way to deal with this is with a big water glass full of scotch. And
this is a good message for the young people out there.
Booze and Tom.
Hammered.
All right.
Isn't that great, though?
I got home about 9:15-ish, as my chronograph told me on the timekeeping device had the big hand on the 12 and the smaller hand on the little broke off.
All right, we got to say goodbye,
right,
Mario.
Goodbye,
Mario.
Thank you for having me, boys. I'll see you very soon.
Yeah. At Caroline's in April.
At Caroline's in April, all through April, every Sunday, and then a full weekend, 11 through the 14 in April.
Very
yes.
good. Mario Cantone.
You guys have deteriorated to beyond belief right now.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Thank you. Let's take a trip to the moon, baby. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Give us a call in the New York area, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, 866-2774-WOW.
Wow.
Wait, wow. Oh, my God. Going old school. Yeah. I do believe that means we're going to be talking about Nixon again. Well, back in the news. The guy dead how long? How long's Nixon been dead?
I guess 10 years now.
Yeah.
Right?
About that, I guess.
It was in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know, he's still in the news. What do we got here? It seems they found more tapes.
Well, isn't it the same tapes, but they were bored
with playing the same stuff over and over again and decided to see what else was on those tapes?
Yeah.
All right.
So they got a hold of the tapes, and now they're pouring through them looking for some funny stuff. And they keep finding it, by gosh. Says the latest tapes of Richard Nixon. Says he's got a problem with pot smokers. Of course, the ever-present Jews that he has a problem with. And now the gays. He's got a little problem with the gays open. Here's some of his some of his rant about pot and Jews from 71. He actually said,
you know, it's a funny thing. Every one of the bastards are out to legalize marijuana. They're all Jewish. What the Christ is the matter with the Jews, Bob? What's the matter with them? I suppose it's because most of them are psychiatrists. Those damn psychiatrists.
This guy was running the country.
Yeah.
He's sitting down with Billy Graham talking about how the Jews are in control of the media. But then there he is saying how most of the Jews are psychiatrists. It doesn't seem very consistent, Opie.
No, not at all.
He explains other things in these drug tapes, including the insidious nexus between drugs, homosexuality, communism, and, of course, Jews. The excerpts begin with Nixon's doctrine on why marijuana is worse than alcohol.
It's because people drink to have fun. They smoke marijuana to get high.
Wasn't that the same thing?
Well, not to Richard Milhouse Nixon.
For some reason, there's a big difference
between drinking to have fun and smoking marijuana to get high.
Right.
But, he repeats
but when
it
you get
twice.
High, don't you have fun? It doesn't matter.
All right.
The difference between pot and drinking is you drink to have fun, you smoke pot to get high.
All right.
There's a difference. Don't prod me with this.
In an excruciating sequence from September 9th, 71, Nixon is meeting with former Pennsylvania Governor Raymond Schaefer. Schaefer heads a presidential commission on drug policy that Nixon has heard might be flirting with the notion of recommending decriminalizing pot.
You're enough of a pro, Nixon says, to know that for you to come out with something that would run counter to what the Congress feels and what the country feels and what we're planning to do would make your commission look bad as hell.
He was very upset with this guy trying to legalize pot.
As an old prosecutor, I don't mind putting it in J. Edgar Hoover's hands.
Well, what in J. Edgar Hoover's
hands?
Yeah,
I know.
As far as I know.
I heard the story.
J. Edgar Hoover like having man junk in his hands. He says, I'd rather put it in his hands than a bunch of muddle-headed psychiatrists.
In other words, the Jews.
He said everyone was soft on drugs in the commission because
apparently it's filled with, you know, psychiatrists. Those hook-nosed, scheming psychiatrists. Those money-grubbing psychiatrists. They're all muddle-headed. You know what I mean.
That's what he said. Muddle-headed.
Muddle-headed.
Yeah.
Remember that word for the Oz game, Rick.
Okay. As they're listening to the tapes, they say the discomfort is palpable. You could hear him hooking his finger into his collar. Like, this is how uncomfortable it is to be in the presence of the President of the United States as he's being a lunatic. He was very upset with the pot line and anything to do with legalizing pot. Then he goes off, Opie, on the gays. The scourge of homosexuality. Nixon expands on his lengthy monologue in 71, making it clear he doesn't like gay people.
Northern California, he says,
has gotten so faggy that I won't shake hands with anyone in San Francisco.
He wouldn't shake hands,
with anyone. I don't care that the age is years away. Tricky Dick knows. Don't shake hands with the faggy people in Frisco. It's raining, man. Hallelujah, it's raining, man.
We got news.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang. Keep the fags away from me.
He wouldn't shake hands
with anyone in Frisco.
Because it was getting too faggy. All right.
Yeah. Oop, oop. Oop, oop.
Nixon loves this subject, it says. He's nearly unstoppable on it. His top aides, H.R. Bob Haldeman and John Ehrlichman, are in the room, but they barely speak beyond monosyllabic little tastes of a conversation. It takes the president a while to get to the point.
Man, hallelujah, it's raining, man. Come on, Bob. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, get in here. Where's my Jew boys? Get Ben Stein in here. Ben, you psychiatrist, whip it out. You kike fag. Shake that ass, Haldeman. Bring Ehrlichman and the other Hebe in here. I want a threesome. It's raining fags. Where's Henry Kissinger? Hey, peacemaker, pull out your junk. I love a fat Jew hog. I like them cut, Bob. I don't like them looking like a cannoli.
This was all in the article, eh?
Yeah.
Woo, it's raining fags. Bring me a fresh young Jaime, Ben. Ben Stein. And his pop, my speechwriter. Write me a speech where I can denounce the fags without sounding like I'm against them. No one can know the real Tricky Dick. I have Tricky Dick as a name. That's what I said.
Wait, he starts talking about a TV sitcom here?
He loves the subject of gays.
Yeah.
And he goes on talking about him. And Haldeman and Ehrlichman are in the room all nervous, not talking, because they know he's a kook. So he starts talking about a sitcom of the day. You might know it, All in the Family. And he's... That's great. What is that?
Guys, oh, yeah.
He's queuing up some music for you.
Those were the days. No fags. Except in Frisco.
There you go.
Girls were girls and men were men.
You remember All in the Family.
Of course.
Where's Norris? Right now, he can do his Archie impression. Here's his little comment on the show.
Archie's sitting here.
And he said this. This is on the tape.
Right. Archie's sitting here with his hippie son-in-law, married to the screwball daughter. The son-in-law appears to go both ways.
Hey, guy writing this says, Nixon seems to have concluded against all evidence that Meathead's a bisexual. Possibly,
How about less TV and you know, pay attention to the country?
Right. At that point, I think reviewing All in the Family.
Meathead. He had meat in his head. Who has meat in their head, Bob? The fags. Other men's meat.
Possibly it was the length of his hair. Another character on the show, Nixon reports,
is obviously queer, he says. He wears an ascot and so forth.
Well, he's right there.
Well, if you wear an ascot. Ascot, ass sex.
I've never seen a straight guy wearing an ascot.
Name one.
An ascot?
Oh, how fat for a top.
Exactly.
Liddy, break into my buttocks like you did the Watergate. It's raining jizz. And when I want a little chocolate man love, I go over to the Jefferson.
The president is outraged at this filth it should appear on TV.
Right.
To the point that, this is what he said.
The point that I make is that, God damn it, I do not think you glorify on public television homosexuality. You don't glorify it, John. any more than your glorified whores.
That's what he said.
Three's Company. A fag and two whores. Look at the show. Jack Tripper, obviously a faggot. He's got two beautiful women. And he never f***s them. Not once, Bob. Because he's a f***ing fag. And then Furley's the gay guy. Furley fag. So Jack Tripper, and then you got the two girls, the blonde and the brunette, the whores. The whores, Bob. You don't glorify this on television. Jack Tripper should be f***ing them. Because I don't want fags on TV, but if he's f***ing two women, that means they're whores, and I don't want f***ing whores on television. What, the country wants me dead? Who cares? I'm reviewing sitcom. My three sons. Is he even the father or groping these young boys? It was my three f***ing facts.
It was Uncle Charlie.
Adam 12. 12 boys named Adam. What was it about? Medical center. Handling the AIDS virus. I know it's not out yet, but it's coming. Nixon knows. And don't get me into the Brady Bunch. The father's f***ing the children.
Oh, come on.
He is. I talked to Greg Brady on the Opie and Anthony show. Mayberry RFD. RFD stands for ram your f***ing in me. Flip Wilson, another word for a Bonanza sounds like boner.
What about Fantasy Island, The Love Boat?
I think I had already been kicked out of office. Okay, right. But we could use some liberties. Don't get me started on a show like The Dick Van Dyke Show. It's got Dick and Dyke.
What about Leave It to Beaver?
Leave It to Beaver.
There's one.
At least it's conventional sex, but I seem to believe Beaver has something to do with whores. And Bob, I don't like whores.
Mm-hmm.
Cannon. You know what a cannon is?
Yes.
Another word for a big, large, usually on a black man. Those spooks have big ones, Bob. The spooks got big, Bob.
Well, that's a stereotype, sir.
I don't care what it is. Nixon knows.
The stereotype the black man doesn't mind. All right, go ahead.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Well, it gets the ascot, right? Right.
No offense to you, because that's some funny stuff. But it's even funnier in the print here.
The president asserts that America is in jeopardy from the Archie Bunker gay thing.
I don't want to see this country go that way. You know what happened to the Greeks, Bob? Homosexuality destroyed them.
He did not say
that. He said it.
Can listen to this.
Sure, Aristotle was a homo. We all know that. So was Socrates.
He said Aristotle was a homo. That's a quote.
We all know that. How do we know that?
So we know. Socrates. You know what the Greeks are about? Sex. Sex day and night. You make the bang, bang, bang.
Apparently, Aristotle and Socrates were gay.
That's right. Come on, Henry, dance with me.
Here we go.
Come on, Bob. Wake me up and let's go homo. We'll be like Socrates and Aristotle. But wake me up, we'll both go homo. Wake me up. Me off when we go homo. Me off, we'll go homo. Bob, let me assert you that Jesus Christ was a fag with his long hair. But he's better than the Jews.
Yeah,
yeah. Woo!
Great guys out of my way. Hoo-hoo. All right, it gets better, because now he talks about the Romans.
Yes. Ehrlichman interrupts to reassure his boss. Socrates, he says, never had the influence that television had. Can you just believe these men, the most powerful men in the world, having this conversation and putting it on tape?
So Ehrlichman says Socrates never had that influence, and Nixon jumps in, precisely, precisely. Nixon's on a roll, lecturing like a history professor. Do you know what happened to the Romans?
Oh, no, here we go.
These are quotes. The last six Roman emperors were fags.
Oh, the F does he know that?
Spaniard, Spaniard, me. I want to hear that. Come on, Henry Kissinger, grab your hook friends. Let's dance and have gay sex like Socrates. I'll be Aristotle. You be Socrates. F*** me. Nixon hard. Where's Pat with her one breast?
Wait, he talks about the Pope's next.
You know, Pat only had one breast.
I curse.
Wow. Come on, you had to know I trip up sometime.
Very good.
Wow. Every time I tried to Pat, that don't work, does it?
Yeah.
Every time I tried to TF Pat, she only had one, I'd fall off the bed. Nothing a ho-no tricky dick in there. Yeah, the Romans, all the last six emperors were fags.
Yeah.
You know what happened to the people?
No, to the popes.
To the popes. Misprint.
Okay.
It's all right there. It's all right that popes were laying the nuns. Roman emperors, fags, popes laying nuns.
He had to be high.
Film at 11.
He had to be high.
Someone laughs nervously. Nixon bulls on, not a hint of humor in his voice. That's been going on for years, centuries. But when the popes, when the Catholic Church went to hell in, I don't know, three or four centuries ago, it was homosexual. The whole church was homo. The Romans, homo. The Greeks, homo. Meathead, homo. The guy with the ascot, homo. Uh-huh. Now that's what happened to Britain. It happened earlier to France. Britain, France, fags. That's right. Come on, Ehrlichman. Let's line dance. You can dance. You can dance. F***ing me in the behind. Ooh, see my f***. Suck my f***. Dancing queen. Oh, oh. Don't be afraid, Henry. Show me your feminine side.
So you said the Britons and the French, all fags. That's why they're not as big an empire as they were at one time.
Then he says the Russians, goddammit, they root them out. They don't let them hang around at all. You know what I mean. I don't know what they do with them.
They don't let the Russians...
The Russians don't... They send them on missiles to us. We're getting all the Russian fags. I always liked ABBA. I always liked them, Bob. Sing with me. You are a closet queen. Young and sweet. Secure in me. I love this song. Closet queen, feel the heat from my in you. Suck my, suck my, sticking it in my behind. Oh, see my, suck my. Come on, Bob. Come on, Hank. Get out of here, Pat. You're one f***ing bitch. You're half a woman now. I don't have any use for you. I'd rather feel up Liddy. And as far as drugs go, he goes, do you think the Russians allow dope? Hell no.
Yeah.
Not if they can catch it. They send them, you see, homosexuality dope. Immorality in general, these are enemies of a strong society. That's why
these communists and these left-wingers are pushing it. They're trying to destroy us.
And I guess there's where that portion of tape ran out. Dick Nixon. In tape from 1971.
Wow.
Gays, drugs. For some reason, every country on the face of this earth was a fag nation.
We all know the French one. I think even you can agree with that today. French fags. Don't get me started on that TV show, The Streets of San Francisco. I won't even watch the show for fear of AIDS. I know it's not here yet, but it's coming. Kojak. Jack what, Mike? Yes.
What about courtship of Eddie's father?
About a man having sex with a young boy. Starsky and Hutch, two fags. Fags. Mash. Mash what, Mike? In your... Yes. Chico and the man. Mash. You know what it stands for? My ass sure hurts. Mash. The Dukes of Homo.
There you go. More fun from our pal Dick Nixon.
Always fun.
All right.
You screwed up.
I can curse on him.
It's funny when he screws up. Hey, we got to play this prank. We got the Junkyard Willie prank call tapes, Anthony.
Yeah.
Number four, customer service crackpots.
Right.
Like, it's the Touchstone Terrorist thing.
Yeah.
And there's a latest CD out. It's called the Junkyard Willie prank call tapes. And I guess people calling what? Customer service?
Yeah.
Trying to get insurance claims and stuff.
And I guess they were calling these guys and they taped it.
Right.
What's the Touchstone Terrace?
Huh?
What's the Touchstone Terrace?
Prank calls.
Oh.
Why?
I'm a Jim Florentine fan. Those are the only...
Yeah, those those are Florentines, aren't they?
No, those are not.
No? I mean, Touchstone Terrorists? No, that's not
people,
it? Different people?
Yes.
His are called something else, I think.
Yes.
We're not allowed to play them, though.
No, you don't have to play terrorizing telemarketers.
That was it. Okay.
All right, well, take a listen to this, and we'll continue.
Customer service, can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a claim just to find out if my check has been mailed out for damages to my car. The claim is...
Hold on. Are you the claimant? You calling on behalf of a claimant?
I'm the claimant.
You the claimant?
Right.
Whose fault was this accident before we talk about sending money out here?
The claim has been settled, sir. I'm trying to find out what...
Whose fault was it? Your
the
fault?
The other person's.
Well, you make a... Let's not make a rush to judgment here.
Sir?
You have anti-lock brakes?
Yes, I did.
Were your tires properly inflated at the time of the accident?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, tinted windows?
No.
And were you drinking?
No.
And what time was the accident?
Sir, I don't have to answer all these questions. This
what
is the...
time was the accident? You sure here do. You all get some money out of us. What time was the accident?
Around 2:30 in the afternoon.
And you mean to tell me you didn't stop to have a few drinks for lunch?
Listen, f*** you. I'm calling about my f***ing check. I'm going to have my lawyer call your f***ing ass. You
crazy bitch. You, who the hell...
The Opie and Anthony FU line is there for you when life sucks.
Sucks to be me.
Call anytime. 212-830-3785.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show. The Opie and Anthony Show.
You stupid faggot.
How you guys doing?
You dumb loop.
How about a brisket?
Oh, my bad. My bad. My bad. Hey, I'm from the South. I drink beer until I pass out. How are you guys doing? Suck it.
You drink hillbilly?
Yeah, we're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Oi.
We have a few open phone lines if you want to get through with something today. In New York, 877-692-1027.
Rock.
Anywhere else, including Washington, D.C. Got some good news out of D.C. today. We did okay in the ratings. That's what we're hearing. We had a little bump. Yeah. A little bump up. Oh, we got a long ways to go. We know that. But we got a little bump. If you're in Washington or anywhere else outside of New York and you're listening to this program, 866-277-4WOW. JD wants in real fast. JD.
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, good bit on the Dick Nixon, but I got to call a spade a spade on this one.
Huh.
I don't know if you looked at the, I got this email a couple days ago. And the guy was talking about dudes in the media. Did you catch his name? Gene Weingarten.
JD, what the what F the are you trying to say?
What the frig are you talking about?
This guy was preaching his own agenda. You know, he was all, you know, he put a little positive spin on it because he was Jewish and he's probably gay.
Oh, okay. The guy that wrote it?
Yeah.
Well, how do you put a spin on just...
Well, like the Meathead thing. There was an episode where Meathead pretended to be gay, kind of, to prove his point.
Dude, are you defending Richard Nixon?
A little bit. You know, Nixon was a nut, but, you know, this guy wrote his articles even nuttier.
Yep.
All right.
You think?
Well, don't wreck our buzz, man. That Nixon stuff's hilarious.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. All right. Thank you, JD.
Right. Calling in with facts?
Yeah.
No, this isn't a fact.
You know something? He may have had an agenda with the...
Come on, they're Nixon tapes. They're funny.
This isn't Bill O'Reilly. This isn't a fact show.
The O'Reilly Factor.
We just go with things and make them funny, hopefully.
We're on the regular Fox channel, Opie. It's not even on Fox News, the O'Reilly Factor, on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll see. Do you remember what you said?
No. It was done pre-September 11th.
And they're finally airing the special?
Yeah, it's about how society and our entertainment and whatnot in this country could be detrimental to the children. Opie. You know, us, I think Marilyn Manson.
Yes,
Marilyn Manson's going to be on it.
Relax, Ben.
They interviewed him, NSYNC Clown Posse, Russell Simmons,
Linda
McMahon.
We're in good company.
Yeah. So they talk. They asked us, some of the things we talked about on this program. I think at the time my quote had just come out about Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
So I think Bill O'Reilly brings that up with me. Do you think it's a very good thing to talk about the Olsen twins in a sexual manner that you describe them as being a goer? What? I don't know. Bill, it's a dopey radio show.
We talked for an hour. They're going to use maybe 3 minutes of us.
Yeah.
Well, there was one point I was trying to make a point, and he goes, I hope they use this. I swear to you. And he goes to me, what do you mean by that? And I went, remember that?
Oh, they will absolutely use that.
Yeah.
I drew a blank and I couldn't, you know, explain myself, and I'm just sitting there staring at the camera going, And then I go, I don't know. That's what you want to say on a network show.
I thought this was TRL. Yeah, where's Carson?
I thought you weren't going to call me on that one, Bill. I thought I was sounding intelligent and you would let me off the hook. So who knows?
It was pre-September 11th. So, you know, in retrospect, you can say I would have answered like this now, like, and who cares?
If they don't use the one thing you said that was unbelievable and it was before September 11th, how you were talking about religions.
Yeah, because they were O'Reilly's whole take on this is you know, the type of radio that this is, and Marilyn Manson's music, and WWF, it's giving children this image that they will then twist in their head to do bad things and be bad people. And all I said was, I go, a lot more harm and damage has been done over the years by organized religion.
and getting children to, in the name of God, strap bombs to their bodies and kill other people. And, yeah, if they use that now, boy.
Well, unless they're Catholics, you just do things that won't allow the children to sit for a few days.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Send them to church. That sounds wholesome. Don't let them listen to this show. Don't let them watch wrestling. Send them off to church where there's a chance that they may be sexually abused. I mean, what? Who's to say one thing is any better or worse than the other?
I didn't realize that Norton was still with us today.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
He's,
where have you been the last 2 hours?
We're network television star now.
Yeah, I can't strain my voice.
Steven, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm a first grade teacher, and I would never have thought that you guys would have pertained to a first grade classroom, but we were teaching the long U sound. So one of the words that they had of a vocabulary word was the word mule.
Mule, yes.
Okay, oh, so Norton, I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is bad enough. I already started laughing the first time I heard the word, and I was like, all right, got to clear it out of my mind. Now they're filling in the blanks. And the sentence was, I wish I had a big blank.
Oh, no.
And they had to fill in the word mule. So now I have to read the sentence to them to let them know it sounds right without laughing. And it just, it was unbelievable. I never thought I'd be able to take something from this show that unwinds my day on the way home and throw it out like that into the class. And they didn't know what was going on.
Oh, so you came up with the sentence and they had to fill
it. No, the sentence was in the book.
Oh, wow.
Sir, can I substitute for you when you're not there?
The sentence was in the book, and I wished I had a big mule to my whole first grade class.
Oh, but funny.
It was unbelievable. And they don't know why it's funny, but they think it's funny every time they hear it now.
All right. Thank you, Steven.
All right.
Very good.
Godspeed.
Bye. Yeah.
Take it.
Okay.
You dick. Why? What's wrong?
I'm just reading emails. They're pretty funny. Couple of friends from D.C. checking in.
Seems like
O'Reilly should love you guys. You kiss so much Jewish ass as he does.
What?
Well, we did the interview already.
And he doesn't love
us. About. Brian.
What's up, guys?
Wait, he thinks we kiss Jewish ass?
I don't know.
Has he been listening to the show?
It's Nikki from New York City, I guess, unless, you know.
I don't know what he's thinking. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to remind Anthony that it's 2 for Tuesday.
Ah.
Nooch! Later, guys.
Ho, ho. Ho, ho.
All right. Jason, where are you calling from?
Austin, man. What's up?
Austin.
Austin.
Are we on in Austin?
On the flamethrower, 1370 AM.
What state is that, sir?
The flamethrower. 1370 AM.
We're on a station called the flamethrower?
No, I'm just kidding. I think, it juices out about 5 miles, I think. I'm losing you now. So.
No, it's called the juice, right?
The juice, right. 1370.
I was going to say, the flamethrower.
Yeah,
down
no,
there,
no,
flamethrowers,
really.
People that throw fags out of bars. Get out here, you goddamn flaming faggot.
Yeah, that's the first time I've gotten that one.
How's Austin digging the show?
Austin's good, man. The show was freaking hilarious. Nothing can even compete, dude.
Ah, there you go.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I mean, I had to drop my Spanish class for this, man. I just chill in the C parking lot and just hang out and listen to.
You really shouldn't be, quitting classes to listen to us. Don't you learn?
Ed, it's Spanish. It gives a crap.
Don't you learn Spanish from the wetbacks?
No.
You don't need Spanish, sir. All you need to do is say, how many pesos?
Exactly. Well, I mean, the only time I need is when we get drunk, like on a Saturday night, so let's go to Mexico. And then we get there, and they got these little bastards tying, like, little bracelets around your wrist, trying to get a dollar from you.
Yeah, I went to Tijuana once, and it's insane.
God, yeah,
like, the
there.
Second you cross over the border and you're in Mexico, these little kids come running up to you asking for money. They're, like, yelling. Like, money, please, like, mister, money. And you know that they're not out there by their own fruition. They're out there,
Were you in Tijuana with John Belby?
I got one
losers?
Kid to sit on a trailer hitch, though, for a buck.
You're losing it. Tom Cruise is in that. And
yes.
That little kid from one of those baseball movies.
Ooh. Exactly.
Bad News Bears, wasn't he in it, too?
I don't remember. No, I just remember Valby did his one film appearance.
Norton.
Yes, sir.
Man, you're freaking funny, dude.
All right, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
You know that bit you did? That was awesome. Thank you, Jason. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So the cop that broke my brother's jaw May 11th, catch throat syphilis and die.
Broke your brother's jaw.
Wait, well, now that should have been your opener.
Now we got to know what happened.
Now
with
we can't
the
hang up on you.
Did he apologize and say, "I'm sorry about the other night. I'm getting pulled for my job."
We just got a letter from the city, and it said, "We apologize for the event that took place, but any other reasonable officer would have probably done the same thing."
All right, what did your brother do?
He's in the fire academy, and he's a first aid certified and everything. So there's this guy unconscious in a bar, and my brother's helping a guy out, you know, like stopping the bleeding. Some guy whacked him over the head with a beer bottle. He's stopping the bleeding, you know. So the cop runs over there, maces my brother, and hits him in the head with a flashlight.
Oh, because he thought your brother was hurting the gentleman.
Yeah.
Translation, boring.
yeah, it was pretty funny. But they're like, "Oh, you got $30 for the medical bills. Oh, well, I'm a cop."
Hey, Jason, thanks.
Yeah. All right, APD. Like,
stand him up.
Thank you.
Captain, he's a war hero.
Stand him up. Hey, Tom.
What?
What's wrong with you today?
I can't possibly sound like that guy, huh? My accent? I mean, I'm just asking.
No, Tom. Y'all got a different one.
You make me sound like Deputy Dog, man.
No, y'all got a different one.
How you guys doing?
You do say Boyd.
Boyd?
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Well,
how are you doing?
Good, buddy.
So, what
I caught you on TV last night, Norton. Great job.
Oh, thank you.
Where's Norton? Hey, Tom, where have you been?
Working.
Yeah?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop.
You guys on the map, baby.
How are we doing down there, Nolan?
Doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Doing very well. Obviously, you hadn't, I'm getting ready to email Ben a couple more commercials.
Oh, great.
So, Concrete Walker.
Can you
got Hooters on, huh?
Yeah. Can you get the copyright this time?
It was right.
First time, I mean?
I'm not in charge of everything, all right?
In charge
of everything. Delegate.
How about something? Are we on the air in New Orleans today?
Yeah, you want to hear? Listen.
Hurting the gentleman.
There you go.
All right, thank you. At least it's working. At least the stage is operational.
I think the last time we talked to Tom, he almost got beat up by a big fat black lady.
Hey, yeah, we got her on the cell phone and she threw it at you.
That wasn't cool, but I mean, yeah, it happened.
Where are you right now, Tom?
I'm driving on my way to an appointment. Pick up a check, baby.
You got a drink in your hand?
No, not yet.
You want to talk to some more people from the streets for us?
I really got an appointment at 5:00, and it is like 5:00 down here.
Down here.
You know? But I just wanted to say, I mean, you make me sound like Deputy Dog. I don't know. I don't think I sound like that. I say Boyd.
No, I know. You do say a few things. You were funny last night, Norton. You know, you got that little, Louisiana thing going for you.
I hear you. So, Ann, how's everything going? You okay?
Yes, thank you for asking, Tom. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm just trying to console you, baby. I know maybe one day my wife might put me out. You know what I mean? I'm going to call you first.
Hey, Tom.
When she sobers up, she'll throw your ass right out.
Tom, have you ever done the threesome thing?
No comment.
Oh. No comment.
No, I haven't.
No comment always means I don't want to talk about the fact that I did.
Mm-hmm. So, Ann, is that what happened, man?
I can't get into
it. It just kind of came out. I didn't see it. I wasn't reading the internet. I've been busy selling you guys.
Well, you go to, you know, dailynews.com or something.
Dailynews.com?
New York Daily
Where's
News.
Where's Frenchie when
you read all about it?
Oh, that's right.
My bad. I drink beer until I pass out.
Yeah, Frenchie. Go cook
me a rat. Hey, Jesus Christ, we're in New Orleans.
Go cook
you
me a
dumb
rat,
rube.
Frenchie.
You drink hillbilly.
What's
you
up,
suck.
Redneck? You stupid faggot.
Dude. I hear you.
I hear you.
I hear you. You boys are doing great phone, down here. I'm waiting for that book, man. Big
number. Tease my hair, fat boy. Toxitel is better for hair than you.
Tom, we got to move on with the show, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Norton.
Yes, Tom?
Oh, no. Tom got you.
As I was saying, yes, Tom, my little thin lips were opening, I knew it.
Well, every time those thin lips open, you're in trouble.
I sure
am. It just seems whether it's a nice hot batch or somebody just hanging up on you.
Well, yeah, it's much more likely someone hangs up on me. Maybe if I said it right. Little thin-lipped live failure faggot.
Holy jeez.
Where's that goddamn redneck?
Too late. You're a dollar short, Frenchie.
Yeah,
again.
This is that fat faggot from New Orleans.
Just like your people. You're late.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, I know, huh?
This is like when the French decided to help out in the war effort when it was over.
Right. Thanks, Frenchie. Right.
Hitler already hung up, you know?
I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, Anthony.
I'm not answering you because you hang up on me. See?
Frenchie, you stink.
Try to get you.
And then he doesn't hang up.
I will stay here and be quiet, and hopefully the Nazis will not know I'm here. If they find me, I will be brave and bake them bread and make their weapons.
Do I sound weird to you boys?
Joe, what's up?
Do I sound weird to you boys? It puts on the lotion. Homeboy comes from a well. I don't know.
Okay, look, something happened
with
this show and the phones. I believe they're putting some kind of gas through the phone lines.
All right, so excuse me for improvising. I didn't mean to, you know, step on the grounds of your minds. You know, I know how big the show gets sometimes, but, you know, excuse me. Couldn't go with someone else's joke for a minute, right?
Ooh. Wow.
You want to hack? I can say what I was prepared to say if you like.
No, you're right.
It does suck.
You were telling the truth back in Baltimore, sir. Please continue.
Like, I didn't even have write down what I was going to say to him. What was your write down? O'Reilly sucks? I had a lot more than that. But, you know, what the hell did you have to go with?
A lot more planned.
All right, Joe, we get it.
Get a hold of yourself.
Jeez,
so hey.
Calm down.
We didn't go with your joke because we didn't know where you were going.
That's the
idiot's fault. I knew that from the beginning.
Take it easy over there, all right? You're on the phone, all right?
Be quiet, you fool. You whore. Listen. All right.
Hold on.
You dumb rube.
Now, I don't know about you, Frenchie. Leave me alone.
You stupid faggot.
Do I sound weird to you?
Wait, Joe, Frenchie's talking to you.
What are you doing?
What's up, redneck?
He puts on the lotion, Frenchie.
All right. That guy is a waste.
That was a horrible... It was a Silence of the Lambs reference, but it was horrible.
But he's doing it like
Tom.
I don't know what he's doing. All right, we'll try one more. Look at Lucas. Lucas saying it all. Luke.
Yeah.
What's up, Luke?
You know, I've been listening to your show for quite some time, and, I don't know, today's show is a little bit lacking.
Oh, God, the past friggin', few phone calls we've taken, I can understand your point.
I think we did okay today.
I don't know, guys.
Jesus.
A little weak.
Give us a break. Gee.
I mean, but, you guys do kick ass, though. I'm from Philly.
All right, 4 hours of original material every day, my friend.
I know.
It's going to be some, bumps in the road.
And don't forget, there was the Jim Norton clip played, which was a hit everywhere.
Right. Yeah, that was a minute and a half of good radio today. Jenny, what's going on?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to give you a big F you. I know it's Tuesday, but I had to call you. I just got back from Vegas.
Yeah.
And we were at Bellagio's, you know, where they have like 2,000 water sprays that shoot in time to music.
Yes, nice.
Well, they were playing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of us, and we started singing it like you guys. Well, these group of like 5 senior citizens were taking pictures with their video cameras. This old bat hits me in the back of the head with her pocketbook, knocked me on the ground, and told me I was a little bitch and that I ruined her only chance to get this song in time with the music on video. So I wanted to give you guys a big ass year.
Good. I would tell everybody to just stand in front of that fountain when people are videotaping it to music and just babble curse words into the microphone of their camcorders. Because you know something? More torturous than that is to the person with the camcorder is the poor bastard that has to sit there and watch those videos.
Yeah, right?
Just tape your own death, you old people.
She would have just sat there eating dog food out of a can and listening to her Vegas memory. Hate the elderly.
Tape yourself eating the dog food and wetting yourself.
All I saw was the headlines, you know, woman killed by senior citizens, you know, it was just horrible.
All right, Jenny.
Thanks a lot, guys. When
you screw things up. You know something? You can really do that very well. If you're at Disney or wherever you are and there's families videotaping stuff, they can't hear what's going into the mic at all times. So if you stand kind of close to the microphone that picks up a lot and just make like you're talking to somebody and just use the foulest language, it'll come over loud and clear on their video when they get home. Let's see what... Look, the kids... Sit down, kids. Let's watch our trip to Disney. F and C suck. C, F, A... effing
Hey, hold up.
Yeah.
Sean, what's going on?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I totally don't agree with that other caller.
Wow.
When I heard Nixon singing It's Rain and Jizz, and when he says the RFD in Mayberry RFD stands for Ram Your F and D,
yeah.
Crack me up, man. It's hysterical.
All right.
You're doing a good job. Don't worry.
There was one left today.
Perhaps he missed that portion of the program, Opie.
Why don't we take a break? We'll talk about Star Jones running out of food next, okay?
All right.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Opie and Anthony.
The Robert Downey Jr.'s a radio.
Right.
We can't leave anything alone. Let's hear a mother-daughter queef over the phone.
You maybe. Pick artistic subjects.
Opie and Anthony.
Check it out, the Opie and Anthony show. Chris Cornell has already left Rage Against the Machine.
He did? What happened there?
He's out? Hey, he was working with the band, and I guess things weren't working out, so he quit. He's like, I'm out of here. They were going to be part of Ozfest and everything.
Ouch.
So now the band doesn't know what to do.
I don't normally do this on the program, but I want to thank God. I want to thank God. He's on our side, it seems. All of our great bombs that we construct and the men that we send over to these foreign lands like Afghanistan to use our hardware to kill those disgusting, filthy, murderous animals. Doesn't take long, but one little finger of God jiggling the earth. 2,000 of them dead in an earthquake.
Earthquake in Afghanistan.
Earthquake in Afghanistan. See, it proves our side is truly the side of God. He's helping us out.
But, Anthony, a lot of people are going to call now and say that, you know, there's some innocent people that died in the earthquakes that had nothing to do with that whole Taliban thing.
Oh, yeah, and it was just two buildings full of scumbags downtown, right? Right? A couple innocent people there. A few innocent people die in Afghanistan. But you know something? Probably one or two bad guys. Probably one or two bad guys in that earthquake.
And that's what makes you happy?
You know, an eye for an eye is what is written in the Bible.
But there was a lot
And the Lord figured,
there's a lot
let
of
me take...
people in Afghanistan that have nothing to do with this Al-Qaeda thing.
Don't care. Don't really. Care. It was God evening the playing field. You know how the U.S. Army goes after the military? You know? A little collateral damage, but for the most part, we're bombing the enemy, the Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, right? God figures, our Lord God figured, let me even the playing field by eliminating about the same number of filthy, disgusting animals in Afghanistan. As many people as died at the Trade Center, their lives in Afghanistan, innocent perhaps, just as they were here at the Trade Center, and wipe them out with a little shake of the earth. See? The Lord did that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You don't agree with me here?
I have a little problem.
You have
with
a
politics.
Problem with that? Why? It's not political at all.
There's innocent people over there, Ann.
Yes, but there were innocent people here.
I
understand. That's what I'm saying. We are going over there killing the soldiers and the warriors of that horrific government that was in place, the Taliban.
I would be completely with you if a bunch of Al-Qaeda people were where the earthquake
no.
happened.
No, see, it wouldn't be that way. We're taking care of the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The Lord thought it would be a good thing to even the score. Because we, as Americans and the military, are not going to eliminate a couple of thousand innocent Afghani lives. But God, in His infinite wisdom, decided He would put it in His hands to even the score and destroy an equal number of their innocent people with an earthquake. An earthquake sent by God in our name. America's name.
A lot of innocent people in it.
I don't care. It's God. You're. How? Who are you to question the Lord? Who are you?
These innocent people, they didn't really have a choice with the Al-Qaeda thing and the Taliban.
Do you think the innocent people here had a choice? They were going to work that morning.
I understand that.
Going to work.
All I'm saying is it doesn't make me happy that innocent people are dying.
It makes me happy that the playing field of innocent people has been leveled. And we will continue our job destroying their animalistic terrorists and whatever military they might have left. But, like I said, we would never go in there and destroy innocent people on purpose. We're not that way. We're Americans. But God in his infinite wisdom decided he would move his finger, shake the earth, and even the playing field by killing.
But I would have to
thousands
say,
of their innocent people.
I would have to say a lot of these people that died in this earthquake were possibly on our side.
No. And I don't care. Doesn't matter. God bless America. You hear that? God bless America. And he works in mysterious ways. Who are you?
I'm just thinking about the other side of this, I think.
God bless America with earthquakes all over. Could you send a tidal wave to Yemen?
Makes you happy that a lot of these people that were probably applauding when we were dropping the relief stuff,
yeah,
are now dead because of the earthquake?
It's not for me to question.
They were on our side a little bit.
Not
some of these
for
people.
Me to question. God, in his infinite wisdom, decided to even the score. He evens the score by killing their innocent people.
Jeff Norris.
Amen, Anthony. A-F-ing-men. A-F-ing-men.
Jeff Norris.
You're damn right,
is checking
Anthony.
In with an amen. Thank you.
Jeff Norris is back with the radio show.
What's
thank
that?
You. I said you're back with the show. Can you do it as Archie Bunker, please?
Oh, can you be nice to me once?
Be nice.
I'm always...
No.
Jeff Norris agrees.
Hey, I made an Archie Bunker, a reference earlier.
That's good.
Well, I'm telling you, there is the Lord God. Ain't no Polak or Afghanistan there because he did even a score there. Next thing you know, you ought to flush them all there.
All right. All right. How long are you going to do it all day?
What is this going to be about the imitation thing here? You freaking stuttering prick.
It's the Frosted Mini Wheat.
Hey, that's right. That's a mini wheat.
It really is. It really is the voice of the Frosted Mini Wheat.
I'm listening to you guys on YSP now. I'm driving through Philly.
Philly!
Yeah, pretty cool.
All
pretty
right.
Cool. Nice looking crack horse.
Right.
Amen, Anthony. I say a prayer for you in church.
Thank
God
you.
Bless us all.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff is gay and he sucks. Bye. Right, bye.
Jeff.
Jay, what's going on?
Yo, man, I just wanted to make a comment. I think that God ought to take his finger and wiggle it on the nuke button over there. Northern rules.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Mike, you're next to the Opie and Anthony show. What's got?
Hey, what's man, up? I agree with everything you're saying, Anthony.
Of
don't
course.
He's too busy dealing with the other people.
I was just, trying to play the other side a little bit.
You can feel bad, I guess, for the innocent people, but to think that it wasn't in God's grand plan to even
it ain't like
the
we
playing
them.
Field.
God did it. We didn't.
The Lord did it, Opie. The Lord. The
so
Lord
the
killed those thousands of people. It's called evening the playing field. We could sit back and kill a lot of their soldiers and their fanatics and never actually feel like the score was even because there wasn't really that horrific taking of innocent lives over in Afghanistan until our Lord God in his mighty might and wisdom decided to even the score.
What about all the people that applauded our efforts over there and shaved their beards and took off their veils and partied in the streets and
questioning? Is this a question? I heard a question.
I'm thinking
question God? What?
I'm thinking some of those people that were very grateful for the effort we made over there are now dead because of the earthquake. That doesn't make me too happy.
What can I say? God's plan sucks to be you. It's even. The body count has to even. Innocent, dead. There you go. Nothing we do over there is going to bring the innocent people back here in the United States. But if God determined that they were killed unjustly, unfairly, just going about their business, being innocent, he then had to turn around and take some of their innocent lives. Was, in an earthquake.
Was God also responsible for your threesome?
Lord God, how else do you think I could have pulled that off, Opie? Of course, Lord God stepped in.
He works in all your friends out, too.
He works in mysterious ways. You idiot.
What? You know, now that God did this thing, we got to worry about Allah.
It's called God's unlucky. Oh, stop!
Who?
It.
Allah.
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 Could you have said that whiter?
Allah.
Allah.
You know that Allah guy?
Jesus.
It's Allah. Allah.
It's Allah to me and you.
Allah.
They could say it their way. My way's Allah.
Our gods can battle it out.
Are they in the
Clash of the Titans? You know, behind the scenes, kind of battle going on. But you know something?
I'm a little worried more gods are going to join the battle royale.
Can I say it? Our God is an awesome God. Come on, sing. Our God is an awesome God. You see that commercial with the freaks with their eyes shut in the audience waving their hands back and forth? Singing, our God's an awesome God. He make lightning.
It's, like I said, I'm worried about Allah.
Maybe evening the playing field.
And maybe Buddha.
Allah.
Buddha.
Yeah, maybe the Buddha gonna do.
Maybe the Buddha guy's gonna get involved.
Think Buddha does something? I'm thinking. They're saying stretch. Stretch, stretch. Johnny, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Johnny.
Why are you gonna be making fun of people from Afghanistan?
I am not making fun of. I am simply stating I do believe that God has paid back Afghanistan for the innocent people that were killed here in this country by killing innocent Afghani people.
Yeah, well, you're making fun of those people. They had no choice. The Taliban came over with the machine guns. You know, they took over the country. And
you know something?
The they had no choice.
And some poor son of a bitch that was just grabbing a cup of Joe, World Trade Center, September 11th, he didn't know a plane was going to come flying into his office.
I agree with you. They had no, you know, like, what about those guys? They had no choice either.
Exactly. So God evened up the score.
Anthony's a sick bastard.
God stepped in, shook the earth, and killed thousands of innocent Afghani people. Well, and I applaud our God.
I'm a Muslim guy. You're making fun of Allah. What's up with that?
We didn't make fun of Allah at all. We said Allah has to be dealt with. We have to worry about Allah now kind of retaliating for our God's little earthquake.
And I made fun of the awful way Opie said it. He pronounced it Allah instead of Allah.
Who would say Allah?
I say Allah.
He has the worst white guy accent ever.
You say Allah, I say Allah.
Everyone says Allah.
Let's go, the whole thing.
Say Allah. Allah means God. That's what it is. It's in
right.
Arabic. That's what it is.
Your God, my friend.
All right, Johnny.
All right, I don't know why you guys are being like this. That's what I'm trying to say.
Johnny,
you know?
It's God. You're questioning. You're asking why what? Why what? You're questioning God?
Johnny.
Thank you.
I'm with Johnny a little bit.
Is, why are you making fun of people from Afghanistan? Why are you saying that they deserve it? They don't deserve this.
All right. No, as didn't the people that went to the work at the Trade Center didn't deserve it. I'm not saying anyone deserved it. I'm saying the Lord figured it was time to even the playing field by killing innocent people.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, man.
Bye.
He's not going to agree with me. How could you possibly not agree with what I'm saying, Opie? How could you not see that this was God's grand plan?
All I'm saying is that
our God is an awesome God. It just doesn't make me happy like it's making you. I am always pleased when I see God doing our bidding. And our God is an awesome God. Stinky, right? And this song, Rule? I pulled out my Disturbed CD to put this one in. Some God. Yes. Isn't this great? Our God, he kills filthy animals in the mountains. Shakes his finger and filthy ragheads die under piles of rubble. He makes an earthquake that causes thousands and millions of dollars in improvements to their lousy country.
sky
of stars. All right.
Our God is an awesome God.
It's a horrendous song.
Isn't that awful?
Whoever sings that should have their shin shattered with a brick.
There's a commercial for a CD that's on late at night. And the look in the people's eyes, because they show these huge rallies where they're playing this song. And it's a huge coliseum or arena. And it's packed full of people. And their eyes look like they've been hypnotized. Looks like cartoon. You know in cartoons when someone waves the watch in front of them, they get the pinwheel eyes going? They look like that. Our God is an awesome God.
Ugh, what a bunch of asses.
One earthquake and the roof comes down on them, too.
I just hate the religious people.
Eric, what's going on?
Hi, how you doing? Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
Not to diminish your beliefs or anything, but yes. I think it was a couple dozen bunker busters that loosened up that fault line.
they did say, I did read, that some of the huge munitions we're using over there might have shaken a rock or two loose and might have helped the Lord push the earthquake along a little bit.
I'd like to thank our U.S. troops.
Yes. All right, Eric. Thank you.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to either talk about Star Jones running out of food, or we'll play What Did We Learn? All right.
All right.
You got a war face?
What the F?
Ah! That's a war face. Now let me see your war face.
No!
Bullshit, you didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
No!
You don't scare me. Work on it.
Jackass.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
All right, looks like we ran out of time. We'll have to do the Star Jones running out of food thing tomorrow.
Damn. Norton's outside by the computer.
Yeah.
And I was playing a little pinball. And Norton can't get out of his head, my God is an awesome God, but he's singing very loudly as Stinky's trying to answer the phones. My Garrett is an awesome Garrett. He's got nice abs and he's big down there.
And hair like Jim from Clockwork Orange.
That you can tussle. My Garrett is an awesome Garrett.
You're killing me. All right, you want to play What Do We Learn?
It was a very educational program.
Sure, why not? Let's go right to the phones, talk to Rich. Rich, what's up?
Not much, guys. Hey, I learned two things today, actually.
Yeah.
One thing is God and Bunker Busters is more gooder.
Yes.
And our army is an awesome army.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Uncle John. Uncle John, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I learned that MASH means my ass sure hurts.
Right.
That's right, man.
Brother Anthony, I'd like to thank you for your words of wisdom there. They brought me a strange calmness.
Didn't it,
thank
though?
You.
All right.
You know, it also reminded me of another quick song. It was an old Kennel Racial commercial that went, my God's better than your God. My God's better than yours. My God's better, because we have bigger bombs. My God's better than yours.
I thought he was going to say God ate Kennel Ration for a second.
All right.
Hey. Later.
All right, John. Phone's crappy today, huh? Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? I learned two things. First, even though the earthquake in Afghanistan was a... Oh, my God, I'm stuttering like a faggot. Even though the earthquake...
Do faggots stutter?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. This is actually
right.
Good.
Right.
Even though the earthquake in Afghanistan was a tragedy and lots of people died, it's still funnier than a Voss CD.
Oh.
And the second thing I learned is the name of the girl...
Oh.
Yeah. And since I was kind of funny, can I plug my friend's site?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, DorianDavis.com. DorianDavis.com. Later.
Very good.
Couldn't get it out at first. He was stuttering a bit.
Yeah, because he's a faggot. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys.
I'm just like a man.
I learned that.
What up? Go ahead.
I learned that in Opie's math, half of 40 is 15.
I gave him 25.
Yeah. Later.
Let the record state I gave you 25.
We did get the good
25 was half of 40 DVD. Today.
Very good.
All right.
For the office.
Sean, man. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I learned three things. I learned that games have been added to the O&A show.
Yeah.
The second thing I learned was Norton played the banjo in Deliverance.
Yeah.
And the third thing I learned is gay President Nixon liked it in the
Astompiari. All right. Let's move on to Dave. Dave, what did you learn on the show today?
Well, I learned that Anthony's mom is a nice piece of ass, and I would love to untie her balloon knot. Because it is also part of God's master plan, and he is an awesome God. And
I believe that caller went too far.
Sir, you've gone too far.
Yes.
Sir.
Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I learned two things. I learned that first one, that pinball machines can help you lose weight and pick up chicks.
Yeah, for some reason. One of those commercials that air locally.
And also, if World was Monopoly, Anthony would be Mediterranean, and Opie would be Park Avenue and Boardwalk.
There you go. Forgot about Baltic.
Baltic was in there, too.
You can act like a man!
Jeff, what's up?
Don is slapping a lot of people today.
Two things. Opie secretly wears a burqa on the weekends.
All right.
And also, shattering shins of propaganda singers, always funny.
The shattering shins, all right.
Knowing you rocked on Quinn.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, he sure did. John, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just learned that faggots stutter.
Thank you, short-term memory guy.
All right. You know what? I figured out what Colin Quinn was trying to say last night about your head. Didn't he mean a blow pop? The inside of a Tootsie Pop. He said who's got a head that looks like the inside of a Tootsie Pop. Now, that would be like a bald-headed black guy. You could say that. But somebody like you, all pink. You're all pink and whatnot, like some chewing gum.
You're probably right, Larry Literal. But I think that
Larry Literal.
I think he.
I don't mean to be a Larry Literal.
No, you might be right, but I know there was a commercial. How many bites to the center of a Tootsie Pop? So maybe he was saying that's the center of a Tootsie Pop. We can't be in Carl's mind, can we?
All right, Joe, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yo, guys, my father owns the Rich Mullen CD, and he plays it all the time in the car whenever we go out.
Really?
I'm never going to be able to hear that song in the car again without laughing.
Dude,
I'm trying to think of Art God raining bombs on the ragheads.
Like with your friends in the car and stuff?
Definitely with my sister and my grandmother, yeah.
Oof, that's rough. Thing is that.
And just for a fact, Rich Mullins died in a car wreck.
Did he?
Yeah.
I guess his God wasn't as awesome as he at first sung.
Do me a favor.
His traction control wasn't very awesome, was it?
Good. My anti-lock brakes aren't anti-lock brakes that are awesome.
Funny, he was listening to Harry Chapin, too.
Hey, guys, do me a favor. Put that on Foundry so I could play it for him.
All right, Joe.
Thanks. Bye.
That would mean do some work. Carla.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
Opie, you're worth more money because you sit on that side of the desk.
That's right. It's worth 30 mil.
Now I've got that friggin' song in my head all night long. Oh, God, it's an awesome God.
It's Garrett.
And Martin, you...
She did it wrong.
Yeah, she did it wrong.
I got to admit, she did it wrong.
Yeah.
Nice try, rookie.
She was
trying well there.
She could have gotten you with just a Hey Norton.
No,
right,
she
there.
Couldn't have. I wouldn't have asked. Hey Norton, ha! Click! No. I didn't look.
Mark, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? I learned two things.
Yeah.
All right, Norton's a 33-year-old progeria kid.
Yep.
And Stephen Lynch spells his name with a PH.
Oh, very good.
Yes, very good. All right, very good.
All right, let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Anthony.
Hey, Matt.
Anthony, I just wanted to thank you very much for providing some of the most uncomfortable cringe radio of my life.
What happened?
I was at a mobile gas station just outside of Anthrax, New Jersey, as you did your little God Bless America bit.
Right.
And the attendant, shall we say, had one of those things on his head, you know, like a towel. He was one of those people.
A turban.
Good.
Yeah, and he just kept staring at me, so thank you. Normally Opie's the prick, but this time it was you.
Opie, that means he prays to Allah.
Yeah.
Keith, what's going on?
Not much. Just wanted to say that.
Nice hit. Take it easy, public speaker.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the Afghanistan story is a better 520 bit than the Nixon drag on there. So.
No.
You guys suck.
All right. Oh, the guy didn't enjoy the Richard Nixon.
The Nixon thing was
great.
Killer.
Old Phil Flim there didn't enjoy. That was a good choice for 520 today.
Ah. Tommy Tuberculosis. Hey, where's Joe playing? You playing tonight, Joe? Oh, brother Joe there?
By nine.
By nine.
I thought
on 9th Avenue between 53rd and 54th. And it just so happens that there's a VH1 party there this evening.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It means we're
going to
be abusing Carson Daly.
Great. Jim Laird and VH1 people. Yes.
I can't wait. Christ. This ought to be interesting.
All right. FDNY wants in real fast here. Tommy, you know Tommy?
Tommy!
Anthony.
What's up, man?
What's up, kid?
How you guys doing?
Congratulations on the divorce.
Thanks. I stopped in the firehouse.
Yeah, I know. They told me. I wasn't here. Your biggest fan wasn't here that day.
Ah, they were all cooking.
Yeah, I know. Listen to what happened to tonight. If you want to step in, you're welcome to.
Cool, man. I might stop.
Just tell unemployed fellow Chris Street, because he always stops in.
What time are you going to be down there till?
8:30.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be... Hey, look at you, FDNY with your potty mouth. Yeah. All right, Tommy.
All right.
Tommy, we got to let you go.
Take it easy.
Cool, man.
Tommy,
that's
the firehouse from the documentary?
Yeah, from the documentary. I stopped down there.
On CBS?
The
couple weeks ago?
The Lucky Seven.
Hey, we got a couple pairs of tickets to see Kid Rock at Madison Square Garden on Friday, May 10th, before they go on sale. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 9 a.m. through all Ticketmaster outlets and the Garden box office. If you want to win Kid Rock tickets, stay on the line, okay?
Right.
With that, we'll see you tomorrow.
He got you, dude. He got you. Stop it. Norton just nailed you. Dude.
He got you.
No one
in Radio Land knows that.
Yeah, everyone knows it.
No, they don't.
Why?
I didn't say anything.
Dude, you were ready to hit the button. You were ready to go to commercial. You look. He got you.
It was all in the eyes. They don't see the eyes when they're listening to the radio.
Right. By the way, I was never congratulated the way you are, Anthony, on finalizing everything in our respective.
Your divorce wasn't as publicized as mine.
That is true.
You're gonna have gruesome details in the Daily News.
I'm going after the Cumia fortune. I'm going after the whole Cumia estate.
We gotta get out of here. We're running late.
Yeah,
man.
Ben is gonna kill us.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you at Bar 9. Bye.